You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts, the Brothers Layman, Chris.
And Jonathan. What's happening?
What's going on?
What's happening?
It's just Sunday in the house.
Yep. Free agency. Mm-hmm. Been bumming me. Been just frustrating as hell.
Yeah, I know. It's been that way. Houston week in the NBA as well.
A lot of rumors.
Yeah, a lot of big shit.
I call these rumors.
Some big losses, teams that are starting to have some doubts about.
Mm-hmm, including my own. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we already said on the last episode, I've given up anyway. So. I've found more reasons to give up on them now.
All good, man. And of course, we got our segments, 5 minutes with Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
The Noise Awards and absolutely. What the fuck moment. So
absolutely.
Got it for you. And we got a guest joining us.
Yes, sir. Y'all already know who he probably is, but we'll let you guess.
We'll give him a proper introduction.
Absolutely.
So y'all know, if y'all want to get at us, y'all want to talk some sports, any of that good old stuff, you can reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, the hotline, 323-455-4219, or you can check us out at the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything that y'all want to dish out to us, good, bad, indifferent, don't matter, hit us up, and we will definitely get back at you.
Holla! That's what's up. So let's introduce our guest. Join us. Dude is just an avid supporter of podcasts.
Absolutely.
Black podcasts.
All the support, y'all, all those in the support your own, you know, with the Black podcast, all know who this gentleman is. Mm-hmm. If y'all listen to the show with Hoopla as well, what up, Spirit and Storm, y'all know who this man is.
Yeah. Gives us mad feedback every week.
Absolutely.
You know, we're honored to finally get him on the show so he can rep and voice his opinions that he does.
L.A. native himself. What up, Baylor?
Baylor the Great. What's up, man?
About goddamn time that I got on this show. This was like the Rolling Stones cover. I'm trying to tell you right now, like, about time. I feel like Leo. I got my award.
Much appreciated, brother. Glad you could join us.
Yep.
For real, man. Yeah, it's about time, man. Long overdue.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit different when y'all discussing the topics and the feedback, and I'm not yelling at the radio.
You can yell at us now.
Yeah. Say all you want.
Say whatever you want.
Let's start the yelling.
All right. So, yeah, we got some feedback, a few voicemails in the email.
That's what's up.
Couple from our guest. Send them in himself.
All right.
This should be interesting.
Yeah. So I'll start with the email headline, Brock Ain't Loyal.
Uh-oh.
Create your own blue chip, Sunset Park, Above the Rim, etc. movie or any other basketball classic, and you do the casting. Any player and actor / actress you like. Mm. Mine's White Man Can't Jump, starring Ron Harper and Robert Downey Jr. I'm so wrong for this. If you've never seen a Ron Harper interview, you wouldn't understand.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm going to turn that out. Speaking of and looking at blue chips for like the 1.5 billionth time, do you as a fan really care about bending the rules to snap a top recruit? Do you think illegal recruiting affects the game? Would you go the extra mile and send that tractor to the corn fed white boy? Move out that mother out the hood to a house and secure her with a better paying job? We all know these universities make a lot of cash. They duffel bag cash to these kids only to pass out full scholarships. I believe if you can take advantage of the NCAA, you should. Remember Shabazz Muhammad, former UCLA forward? Lil Birdie talked about how someone in his family had signed him with UCLA only to receive 250 Gs. Didn't help the program, really, but they took the gamble and life went on. Did it affect anybody? Nah. I said, give what you can if offered. Why'd you do it, Tony? P.S. Of course, if money and assets were allowed to be given to players, that would prevent small market schools from making a splash. But I'm from L.A. and I simply don't care. Don't care. Still don't care. So for this one, create my own movie.
My own sports flick.
I mean, using the sports flicks that we already have, though. That's what
For me, I mean, I got to go with the program. That's my all-time favorite sports movie.
Oh, yeah, that was lovely.
Damn, who would I have playing Cats? Damn, that's a tough one. I don't know, because I'm trying to think of some actors, because I'm like, who the hell would I have playing?
You can put people in there who fit that mold.
I could put people in there who fit that mold. I think I'd have LaShawn McCoy playing Omar Epps' character. Just because, you know, he that smooth talker, you know, no homo.
He's a good looking brother.
You know what I'm saying? I could see him doing his little thing, you know, with Halle Berry and the whole nine. As far as Alvin Mack, I probably have James Harrison playing him with his nutty ass. and then the white dude who was on roids. Bill Romanowski.
I was just about to say that. Accuracy.
And then for the quarterback Kane, I'm putting Johnny Manziel because that man got problems just like he did.
Oh, I'm going to see that slick. I'm going to see that.
Y'all to put Johnny Manziel as a quarterback. All right, silly man. We record now, so you can get out of here.
Fine.
Thank you.
that'd be mine. And I guess for the coach, I put Bill Parcells. I can only imagine him dealing with headache like Johnny Manziel.
You got a lot of personality.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It was a lot in that movie, too.
Yes, I love
that damn movie. That's my joint.
I'm glad you say that because I got the Kindle stick. Thank you. Let me write that down.
Jeez, basketball classic.
Hoosiers.
I was thinking about that. I'm going with Hoosiers. Who would be my strong coach? Who's an old one?
Cause it was what's his name?
Gene Hackman.
I think it was mean as hell.
He'd be great Popovich with his sister.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is a good one.
About to say, that's exactly who I feel he would probably resemble, Greg Popovich.
Johnny, where would I set it at? I'd probably put it in a setting like, well, it's in Indiana. I'd probably put it in New York. If you're doing, you know,
Rucker Park,
something like that. With the high school games, since, you know, I know New York fans probably love their high school basketball.
So that means you're gonna dig deep and get some of the New York home fed New York cats. Then they're gonna be pissed off if you send them in their city and you don't have nobody from New York.
Nah, I'd have to, for sure.
Yep.
I don't know, man.
Who you got?
You got the Sebastians out there.
Who would I cast in there to be? And then be a New York cat? If I was going to go New York, then by coach, I'm going to do an actor. I'd let Denzel play the coach. Because he's from New York and can do that.
Oh, so you trying to get the white audience, too. Okay. You're trying to get Oscars.
Yeah, man. Hey, you know, flip it a bit. Like, we seen the Indiana and the hometown. I can see Michael B. Jordan playing the quiet kid who just ball. Mm. Mm. They just get him. He just studious.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
You know, but somehow just he got a nice jumper that nobody talking about. Who would I have playing? Who would be playing? What's my man here? The one who's the father who's always drunk.
Mm. I forget his name.
Yeah, he's a good actor too.
What?
Can play here. Yeah, that'd be too fun. That wouldn't be too silly. I'm like Kevin Hart. what's his name? Could probably play his ass. Cat Williams.
Yeah, with all his issues he's going through right now.
Be real serious on one hand, and you'd be like, when he pop in, like, oh, he'd be wasted.
Don't need for makeup for him. He already looked drunk.
He do, man. As far as his NC2A, it feel like they might as well, they have to do something. I don't think the pain's going to stop. Not when you got enough, you know, alumni who got that kind of paper. Because we know out here, SC alumni got paper.
Well,
they hooked them up. Because, ain't that what Reggie Bush supposed to? His parents got a new nice little apartment, able to come to all the games.
They just didn't pay the money back. That's all.
Well, let me see.
I don't know. I have no idea how much knowledge they have about the dope game, but you have to give some money back, and sometimes with interest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, how you can take that and be like, we'll pay it back. Like, yeah, really?
Yeah.
But you need to have like a small upgrade. Like, let's just move into something that's a little bit nicer, but still, you know,
cheap.
Yeah. We're not moving you to Westwood and shit like that. Like, nah.
I mean, I ain't mad at the players and for taking it. I mean, especially when you see sometimes the means that they come from.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at them. Yeah, but
yeah,
I'm more mad at the programs for crossing them boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
No, I'm with you on that. Tony, does it affect the game?
I mean, if you're talking about college basketball, the game sucks anyway. So there really is no effect because right now nobody stays anyway.
Yeah, and if a guy is that good, he's more likely going to be recruited by all the top schools.
I mean, let's be real. The guys that are staying 4 years are dudes who ain't getting scholarships like that.
That's true. No, but I'm looking at it as far as, like, if you look at Kentucky, and back in the day before he even went to Kentucky, talking about Calipari, at Memphis – like, nobody was going to Memphis before he got there.
Yeah.
Nobody. And so, I'm not saying that he did, although I think he did. But, I mean, we know what's going on. We just don't know who's going on with. I don't have a problem with it. I don't. I mean, because these kids are playing their hearts out, especially in football. One hit or one turn of the knee or something like that, and it's done. You're done.
Yeah.
So you might as well get what you can. And some of these kids, look, you know where we come from. We're from L.A. We try to push our kids out of here. No, I don't even want you to go to UCLA or USC. Go to Oregon or Florida or some shit like that. Get out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We just don't want them struggling and things like that. Like, I'm not saying I would because I got a son that's not even in high school yet. So this show make it big, they gonna run this shit back. But I really don't have a problem with it.
Okay. Yeah, I think for the most guys, they're gonna pick a big school regardless.
The notoriety, I get the big time coach and all that.
I just think it's questionable when you are a top recruit coming out of high school and you end up signing, especially basketball, and you ended up signing with SC.
Well, look at what's his name from LSU.
Yeah.
Well, I heard his godfather is the assistant coach, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to get more. We'll get more on that when we hit the college basketball scene. But yeah, that was he's been getting a lot of heat. I was reading some of them comments and whatnot after LSU got
shellacked.
Yeah. I was like, wow. I mean,
lost about, he was
a lot of them fanatics coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, just, you know, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. So let's get into some of this these voicemails.
All right.
Start off with John Lincoln here.
Hey, let's see who we're working with.
JL, CL Brothers. All right, look, let me break it down for y'all real quick. I got a couple of topics. Now, Lakers beat Golden State. Was I happy? Yeah, I was a little bit, but let me give you some background on why I was. Now, back in the late 90s, I used to root for the Bulls hard because I was a Scotty fan. Well, I'm still a Scotty fan. It goes Magic. Well, first of all, it goes Jesus, Magic, then Scotty, okay? And then Penny Hardaway after that. I roll with Penny, but that's a whole other story. Mm. Now, I'm rolling. I was happy because we got them niggas closer to not getting the record. And I believe I'm not a nigga that like to see history tampered with. I do like to see history broken from time to time. But that right there, the Bulls did it. They owned that record, and they owned it in the era that shit, to me, was second to none. Now, you can argue with the 90s and the 80s being the toughest era, but to me, I didn't really watch that much. I mean, I did watch basketball in the 80s, but I really didn't understand it like that or whatever. But I did know about the Pistons and Bostons and the Lakers and shit like that. But my era was the 90s and the early 2000s. So I'm going to sit up there and say that the reason why I was happy was because I want that record to stand. I want the Bulls to have that record. And I don't know. I'm not hating on Golden State because I really like Golden State. But in this era where niggas can't hand check you and shit like that, you can't sneeze on a nigga without getting a flagrant two. It's like, I can't really respect it like that. So I want it to stand. I want it to stand, and I want it to stay in Chicago. Now, moving on. Well, not really moving on. Let's move on to the next Laker topic. Do I think them two light-skinned niggas should have a nickname? You should not be able to name yourself unless you have the credentials, okay?
Exactly.
Unless you have the credentials, you shouldn't have to. And then, you're right. It is too close to the Splash Brothers. It's a stupid
Way
name.
Too close.
I get it, but you got to remember, these are young cats. They don't know no better. You know what I'm saying? They're walking around in tight sweats and colorful shirts and shit like that. Metrosexual shit. Okay? So they don't know no better. But I will say this. If they continue to play, then they deserve a nickname. That's all I'm saying. But that's a dumbass nickname in the first place. That shit is dumb. I'm about to call both of them niggas and just... No, I'm not going to call them. I'm going to text them. Dumbass nickname. That's it. But let them live. Let them live. You know what I'm saying? If it start up a controversy a rivalry between the actual Splash Brothers, then shit, that might be better for the league. But they ass probably get ate up, but you never know. Moving on. Hey, playoffs is here, fellas. Well, playoffs is getting here, and you know what? I've been on record saying that I got San Antonio taking it, and I'm sticking with them. Mm. It's something about, I know Golden State is smacking the shit out of niggas right now and making it look easy, but I just can't go against Pop. I really can't go against Pop, and I have to agree with him on his rant last year when he was like, well, them niggas skipped us, you know what I'm saying? They dodged us, and I really believe that. I can't go against old school yet, and I don't want to sound like that old dinosaur, you know what I'm saying, because I already do that with hip-hop. Hip-hop been dead, and I've been to the cemetery plenty of times to put flowers on the gravesite. But when it comes to this basketball shit, like... These niggas got the experience, and I think that San Antonio might do it. And for the record, as a Laker fan, I never had a problem with them. Fuck Utah. Fuck Sacramento. You know what I'm saying? Fuck Phoenix. But as far as San Antonio, man, I've always had respect for them. Always. You can't go around hating. And even if I joke around and say them niggas is boring, a real nigga that actually hoops or just love basketball and know basketball, I know that's the way you play ball. Yeah, them niggas, you can fall asleep to them niggas, but them niggas also can put on the show, too.
Yeah.
But they don't usually put on the show until the playoffs.
Exactly.
Everything else
exactly.
is like golf.
Exactly.
The last thing is,
here we go.
Free agency.
Here
NFL.
We go.
JL,
mm-hmm.
Look, I hope y'all niggas do bad. I hope y'all pick up Cap and he does terrible. And that's only being a Raiders fan. I would like to see him personally have a better career because I think he is a cool quarterback. And Denver, I always had respect for John Elway, but Nigga, I'm a Raider. I hope you niggas fail. I hope you niggas fail miserably. I hope y'all hangover be the worst Super Bowl hangover of all time. You want to know why? Because KC, we can split it with KC. KC's still in the, they still in the fight. You got to respect KC, Andy Reid and them. Fuck San Diego as a staff record label and as a motherfucking crew. We don't give a shit about them. All we worried about is Denver. Because y'all the defending champs, well-deserved, well-respected. And we worry about KC because them niggas is always in the mix.
Yep.
But I'm a Raiders fan. We fucking this free agency up. I feel like we could be playoff contenders. Hear me out, fellas. Because it's hard sending in feedback and not being able to explain myself because when y'all ask a question, I can't answer y'all through the radio. What I'm saying is we're picking up pieces, and hopefully this draft to do is right to where we can be a playoff contender team, not a championship contender team. We came close last year.
Yep.
My prediction almost came close. I told y'all San
one,
Diego
one win short, my friend. Shitty.
I mean, not Kansas City, but San Diego's going to end up being shitty. But we had that tough loss against Pittsburgh, and we just couldn't pick it up after that.
Us.
So I think this is the year that we might slightly turn it around, and we might if it's not a playoff berth, it might be a wild card. So. Let us live, man. Let me live, bro. Let me live. Other than that, look, y'all know y'all niggas is my number one sports show. 1A or 1B. Y'all got to discuss that with Hoopla over there with Spirit G and Storm. You know, I don't want to start no beef, you know. All right, I'm out of here, fellas. I know that was a long one, but shit. I had to get the shit off my chest, Jay. I had to get the shit off my chest. If y'all invite me on the show, we wouldn't have this issue. My shit wouldn't be that long because I get to answer y'all whenever y'all have a question, and I'm out.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. I don't know.
Much appreciated.
Yeah, I mean, we gonna delve into all that, but I will. You know, just your team is looking better. We'll get into who they got and all that in a bit. But
yes,
I like what y'all.
I like what I'm seeing from Oakland. I would agree. I think they're making big time strides. I think they're on the cusp. But yeah, we'll get into that, and we'll also get into my my frustrations with my team.
Yeah, that Grant, I love division rivalry, man. It's just like I hate all y'all. I wish everything happened back to you and nobody else.
It's all good. It's all love. I ain't tripping.
Oh man,
thing.
Yeah, and that nickname. Yeah, it's. I was like, why did y'all try to get something that close to the Splash Brothers?
I don't know.
Well, first off, like, y'all haven't even completed a full year together. You haven't even played 82 games as a backcourt together, and you already got a name.
My thing was like, y'all are whack. Y'all suck. Look at your record. And y'all trying to come up with a nickname. Y'all should be focused on winning games, not focused on trying to come up with nicknames. See, this the problem.
It's just embarrassing, fellas. It's like, have you ever gotten in trouble and you seen your parents across the hallway and they got that look like, get your ass over here? That's how I feel as a Laker fan.
I'm just like, look, why don't you let the people come up with a nickname for you? Mm-hmm. Don't come up with your own.
Yeah, you have to earn it in the first place.
Well, didn't everybody else come up with Splash Brothers? I don't think they came up with it.
They didn't come up with it. And they were probably what? The year they went to the second round when they beat Denver and lost San Antonio. I think that year or around that time is when his name came up. Before that, it was no Splash Brothers. It was like, oh, these two can really shoot.
Yeah.
You know, they had a few years together before, you know, the name came around. I'm like, all right, look, I know you in L.A., and stop listening to Nick Young.
Russell's starting to feel himself a little bit.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I mean, look, when you watch them since they've been playing, you're like.
They look good.
Yeah, you got some promise.
They can play.
But we don't.
You got to tone it down.
You don't need a nickname already. Like.
I guess I see what Byron was getting all upset about.
All right, we got our next one. This is actually the one I told you about. We got from a new person.
All right.
Brothers Layman, my name is Curtis. I'm one of BGG's homeboys. This is about like my sixth show I've listened to. I love the format. I love the topic that you guys discuss every week. You guys are one of the few people who actually know that actually knows a little bit more of this sports than me. But I think I've talked to Jason, to Jay online on Twitter. I'm Windy City, hashtag LA. But a couple things. I'm an Eagles fan and a Bulls fan. So
right on.
Jay, I know your pain, man. I'm struggling with this garbage ass squad, man. Freaking pissed off.
Yep.
I'm just ready to just take this whole season and just, man, just blow this whole thing up. But it is what it is. Eagles, my Eagle squad, we did all right in free agency. I like the little pickups. Nothing really splat, not like the big splash moves like we did in 2011. So we got a solid cast. So I'm with that. I'm with that. Great discussion about T.O. and Marvin Harrison. I totally agree. T.O. just, man, that's one reason why he's not in the Hall of Fame first ballot is because of his damn mouth.
Exactly.
And all the little silly antics. And you guys kind of hit on the head, like all the stuff he pretty much did at every stop. The foolishness in San Fran, throwing Garcia under the bus. Mm-hmm. Talking about McNabb after the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And then that interview with Michael Irvin when he was like, oh, if we have Brett Favre,
mm-hmm.
we'll be undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the hell up.
Exactly.
And then Dallas, when he got it, he was because Romo and Witten was getting too buddy-buddy,
yep.
and he didn't feel included, man.
Yep.
Yo, man, he's a drama queen, man. I mean, great player, though. I mean,
absolutely.
I would not take nothing away from him. He got to a Super Bowl, but after that, man, to hell with him. I'm with Marvin Harrison on this one. I know, speaking to other cats, especially like other other Eagles fans and other sports fans, they're more T.O. They're all crying. Oh, T.O. should have got in first ballot. I'm like, dude, he's not going to get in, man. Mm-hmm. The only first ballot that I believe ever got in was Jerry Rice. And mm-hmm. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what I think. Hey, Art Monk had to wait. Chris Carter had to wait. Andre Reed, Tim Brown, and going back to Art Monk and Steve Largent, and going back to Monk and Largent, they're at one point the greatest. They had held the records for receiving catches, yards, and touch and receiving touchdowns. So they had to wait a little bit. Mm. So I mean, T.O.
Yeah, hold on, his message got it. He cut off, so he
came back.
Yeah,
my fault.
But, all good, bro.
Anyway, I'm going to just finish up. But like I said, I mean, Monk and Largent, they had to wait, and they were at one point the all-time leading receiver. So, you know what? He'll get in. Maybe next year, maybe the year after, but he'll get in. Anyway, fellas, like I said, this is like my first time calling, but this is about like my 6th, 7th show. But like I said, I enjoy the format. I'll be here, hitting you guys up soon. Talk to you guys later. Peace out.
Appreciate that,
Curtis.
Well, first of all, Curtis, I know Curtis. First of all, Curtis, if the Eagles was going to go into the Hall of Fame as a squad, you niggas would have to wait. Nobody cares about your Eagles, okay? I've seen your trophy case. They clean it a lot because there's not a lot to move around. You know, you don't have to take anything off the shelf. You know, it's just a lot of Windex and wiping. So no one gives a shit about your Eagles. But I do respect the Bulls. We all respect them Bulls. But as far as your Eagles, we don't give a shit about your Eagles on this show.
Okay, clearly, y'all are boys.
Yeah.
I'm sitting listening to that. Like, I think Big B would second that.
No, Big B no too.
Oh yeah, y'all. He bring it up.
Anytime
I hear an Eagle fan try to clown him, he'd be like, a word.
Yep.
How many trophies?
Here we go.
Yeah, no, they didn't have their run ins before, and I just sit back with my popcorn.
Nah, but much appreciated, Kurt. I do remember speaking to you on Twitter and all that. You know, much love, much appreciate you listening to the show. You know, keep the feedback coming, man. As far as the Eagles, we'll get into those moves in a second. But, you know, I mean, I don't know about that. The one I am questionable is signing Sam Bradford to all that damn guaranteed money. Yeah. I was like, nah.
Yeah, and them Bulls, I know you.
I don't even want to discuss the Bulls. Like, the Bulls shouldn't even be a topic of discussion on the show anymore. They're a disgrace. Exactly. Fucking, like, oh my God, just thinking about them just pisses me off. Next topic, please.
All right. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Curtis. Much appreciated.
All right, got one more voicemail for y'all.
All right.
Brothers Layman, what's good, man? It's Teddy D checking in with y'all. Listen, I listen to every show, so my apologies for not getting feedback.
It's all love.
But listen, this last one, I heard a couple things, guys. Uh-oh. Starting with the award that you gave out. I mean, Grandpa, I mean, come on, bro. Giving props to the UK fans. Like, let's not highlight those thugs. You know, like, I mean, of course they would chant that, the GPA thing to Ben Simmons, because that's what people that lack class and do. Shout out to Lish, man. Make sure Unscripted gets that message. Other than that, listen, man, you know, this March Madness is going to be tough. My cards are not in it, but my Orlando Magic still have 20 games to give me, about 19-20. And we're showing growth, man. Like, we got a real coach now. I feel like we're making a trend upward, getting ready for next season. Oladipo still can't shoot, whatever. I mean, our backcourt is the worst shooting backcourt in the world, and that's fine. Because somebody has to be the yin to the yang of the Splash Brothers, and that's us, so whatever, man. Man, y'all are doing great. I love Black Years. All the shows are dope, and, you know, 35th Kentucky, hopefully when they grow up, they can be like y'all, man. So, make sure to tell them I said that too. All right, y'all. Peace.
Oh, man. Appreciate that, Teddy.
Teddy D and those Orlando Magic. I don't know what's more painful, the Eagles or them. Well, you know.
These are high expectations. They starting over again.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate that, Teddy. Yeah, man. Most famous man in podcasting right now.
Shout out to you, man. Hey, man, shout out to the folk of 35th Kentucky, man.
Yeah, but shout out to y'all.
It's funny, man.
Yeah, y'all are hilarious. And, yes, we have the best show, the best sports show in podcasting. Yeah, see, Let that be known.
Yeah, we're going to be confident.
It's all love, man.
Say it with your chest.
Hey, man, you know what? I'm confident in my show, of course. Love my show. But I love all the shows, man. There's so much great content out there. I'm not going to diss anybody's show. Yeah, Hoopla, I don't do that. Yeah,
Hoopla are our folks, man.
Yeah, Hoopla, it's all love, Spirit Storm. That's, you know, that's family right there. Oh, ain't going to diss them.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, man, if you a fan of, you know, or Louisville or UK, man, check that show out.
Absolutely. I mean, hey, Teddy, I had to give him some kind of love, man. I mean, I thought the GPA chant was hilarious.
That was hilarious, man.
That's just me. You know, it's okay to lack class every now and then, you know?
Hey, well, Teddy D, look at it like this. Look, I'm a Bruin, and we beat UK this season. So I don't know if that helps, because I don't really care about neither one of y'all squads, but we beat one of you niggas, so.
Hey, and Teddy, you got to get at me, man. It came out today that a couple of players cited that, yeah, Katina Powell was doing the damn thing. So what's going on?
Seems nasty.
It all seems to be coming to fruition and seems to be true. So, yeah. Teddy, what's going on, man? What's going on in the classy city of Kentucky, of Louisville? What's happening?
I know y'all mad. You, LJ, just like, we're okay, so Selection Sunday, and y'all going to bring us up.
Right.
Like, y'all over here spending y'all lunch money on these women. Y'all shame ourselves. Y'all can't go to a house party?
Oh, man. I don't think Rick Pitino going to last very long.
Yeah, that's the question that I got for
y'all. I think he's dipping.
When we get over to it. It's going to be interesting. But, yeah, man, this NBA, you know what, Teddy? I do like your backcourt. Shooting is an issue.
Yes.
I will say it is a problem.
Because what's his name? Alfred Payton can't shoot.
Nah.
At all. Mm-mm. He can't shoot free throws, let alone the jumper.
He's gotten better, like, than last year.
Oh, yeah, he was horrible last year. Plus, Aaron Gordon got to learn to shoot because he can't shoot.
Yeah, and the guy who actually has some skills, and you know, I don't know that Tobias Harris, you're going to explain that to me.
Yeah, I don't get that trade. I don't understand Brandon Jennings coming. I don't know. Whatever.
Orlando doesn't get that trade.
Oh, man.
All right, so let's hop into the NBA. All right. I'll get some love with the Cavs. I mean, they whooped the crap out of the Clippers, 114-90. You know, they had a bad loss earlier this week. that Memphis when they have damn near 8 players. Don't know how that lost. I mean, they got, of course, you know, we got to see the show with him and with Kobe and LeBron earlier this week. But all this talk going about that LeBron leaving Cleveland could possibly leave Cleveland. I don't know.
To me, it was always a possibility to begin with, even when he went back.
Yeah, I mean,
my thing was, it was never set in stone. He said his goal was to bring a championship to Cleveland. He ain't never said, I will be completing my career in Cleveland. He said, my goal is to bring a championship here. Just because he doesn't complete his goal of bringing a championship don't mean I got to stay till I do it. I can leave when I want to. He has to keep in mind, the last time he did leave, granted, I don't think he left the best way doing that decision. I'm not the biggest fan of the decision, but it is what it is.
It was a
bad PR move.
Yeah,
it was terrible. It was loving hip hop. I mean, everybody hates it, but we watched it.
True, but also on the other side of the spectrum, the owner did not handle it properly. Writing that letter, shitting on LeBron, talking basically, I hope you never win. Fans burning his jersey and all that. I'm sure he remembers that to this day. He knows.
But that gives him leverage, though.
Exactly. And I just think he's putting it in everybody's mind to realize that, don't forget, I can leave when I want to. I can leave at any given moment. So don't take me for granted. And on that side, I'm not mad at him for it.
No.
I'm not mad at him for that.
It was a smart choice, clearly. I mean, that opportunity with that scenario is rare as hell. That's probably never going to happen again.
I am a little annoyed with the whole one-year deal thing. That gets on my nerves.
And that's why you feel like he could leave, because it's like, if you really wanted to stay, you wouldn't be signing long-term. You know,
I get it.
At least we're not. We know for 2 consecutive years you're going to be here. Now it's like, well, I got an opt-out, so I could possibly leave again.
But he also knew the money was going up, so would it be in his best interest not to sign long-term.
Yeah, the question becomes, now, I read an article where they were kind of bringing up everything that he put in his letter.
Mm-hmm.
He did say this is a process, and it's going to take a minute.
Okay.
And he did say that part of his reason for coming back and all that was bigger than just basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah,
if you're gonna put all that out there, he can't leave 2 years in. You can't be like, hey, this is gonna take a minute, and then if it take a little minute, you're like, you know what? I can't really handle it. Like,
but see, that's the thing. They're gonna burn his closet the next time around. Forget a jersey, they're gonna take down the whole closet, but. Because of what happened when he left, you know, the owner and so on, writing a letter and dissing him and stuff like that, now he has leverage. And he basically saying he's been throwing subliminals out this whole season with the boxing commercials. He's saying he'll beat you niggas up. And he's going to work out in different, you know, different states with his old teammates. And, I mean, if he leaves, I can't be mad at him, but it might be another sucker move. We are more old school. We're used to seeing the superstars stick with one team, at least one or two. You know what I'm saying? All is moving around and, you know, and playing chess and stuff like that is not something that we're used to. But he knows, he's a smart individual, though. He knows that he had to go to Miami just to sit at the table with rings. He had to get to the table. Because he had nothing at first,
nope.
So he had to make a decision to get that jewelry in order to be in that conversation. Now he has his ring. Now it's time to add on to it. And if it's not going to happen in Cleveland, shit, he might just have to go somewhere else.
Yeah, it's just, the team he has is good. I can see him maybe not having as much fun, although from the way they made it sound. In Miami, the years they didn't win were hell. I remember them saying, like, the year they lost, people were like, this one's a drag of a year. I'm like, okay, so the years you won were awesome, but the year you didn't win just sucked. You're like, why do you want to go back to that? I know you want to be with your boy. I mean, D-Wade is your boy. Okay. But to me, I'm like, what I want to work with, you know, even though he's your friend, he's an older D-Wade or up-and-coming Kyrie Irving. I'm like, that was a smart decision to me. And like they say, you know, when he's in Miami, Pat Riley's in control.
Yep.
Pat Riley runs everything.
Now he is coach, owner, GM, and all.
Yeah. And it's hard to give. It's hard to get that power up.
Yep.
I mean, after four years, if he stays in 4 years later, he doesn't have a ring. I would kind of be like, you know what? Okay.
Oh, like, I'll fly over there myself and fly his ass out of there.
But like, if he doesn't win this year, you can't be like, you know what? I want to leave. Like, yeah, like you've had the best team in the East the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You went there, basically got a guy. You traded Andrew Wiggins to get Kevin Love. Mm-hmm. Maybe you quote unquote didn't do it, but we know you did it.
Yeah,
you helped orchestrate.
We
that
know
move.
You did it.
Now you frustrated with him. You know, that Memphis loss was bad.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he just feels like they don't have that sense of urgency I had. I'm like, well, none of these dudes, they don't know what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this whole thing with Kyrie Irving, you know, like LeBron taking away some of my shine.
Like, you talking about a nigga I need to sit down.
Yeah, you need, okay, so what it sounds like to me is, you're okay with being the guy on a crappy team and getting all the love and all the all-star accolations and sucking. You were in Cleveland three, four years. You didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Yep.
LeBron comes to your team, automatically do a championship. And automatically, you are favored to get to the finals.
Yep.
But now it's a problem.
Of course.
I ain't getting my shine no more. And I could play 40
and
minutes.
But what shine is he talking about? I mean, if you're talking about those little one or two or three highlights that we see on SportsCenter Top 10, that's cute. But you don't have those highlights after March.
Yeah, and he hadn't been in the league long enough yet. He had just signed the extension. He needed to go through that whole 8 year, you know, 6, 7, 8 year process of not winning. And then you're like, you know what? Maybe you really ain't as good. Maybe mm-hmm. you got talent. You know, you start getting put in that Melo, Dwight Howard, Chris Paul box.
Yep.
Where you're like, you know what, you great, but you know, this era is all about winning.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have the carrier team trait to me.
Right. Like Kevin Love went through that signing an extension with Minnesota and not winning,
mm-hmm.
and then now we got doubts about what you can really do. Kyrie Irving showed he had game, his team was just butt, then LeBron comes, and now all is forgiven. You better be happy LeBron is taking all them shots.
He better be healthy.
You know yeah. who fault it is? It's Curry's fault. Curry and Westbrook is setting the bar for all these guards.
Mm.
Especially Westbrook. Westbrook's like, look, I don't care where this nigga shoot from. I can shoot from there, and I can drop 25 assists and grab about 10 or 15 rebounds. So I can look at Kyrie and be like, I want that kind of shine. Because we're only talking about three guards right now. We're talking about the Curry and the Westbrooks and my boy Dame. After that, it's like everybody else is falling on.
Yeah, I mean, you mean Paul is in there for point guard.
Yeah, Chris Paul.
Paul is up there, but the three main guards that has been like eye popping and then on the front page. I mean, we just seen what Westbrook did. You know, Curry's still carrying over from last season, and Dame said, "You don't want to pick me up? 50 pieces for all of y'all."
Yeah, he's been going off. He's on a since All Star game, All Star break. He's been,
and that's what I'm saying. And Dame has been the anchor of his team and co-captain of his team since he came in the league. And Portland has been doing well. You know what I'm saying? They're a little bit above average team.
The hell is that?
I don't know what that is. There's some popping on your end, man?
Nah.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
The hell?
Hmm. Y'all heard some popping?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird.
I don't know what it's coming from.
No, I stay in Ontario. Everything is safe over here.
Yeah, that's weird. Maybe it'll go away. But yeah, moving on from them, since you brought up Oklahoma City. I mean, granted, they beat these Clippers. I mean, they went all. You said Westbrook had 25, 20 assists, 11 boards. I think the last time somebody did, that was like Magic type numbers.
Uh-huh.
You know, 6 turnovers, though.
Yep.
Kevin Durant in that game had 30, 12, and 7 assists. Yeah, six turnovers himself. You know, now, and Durant even for a period for like the last six, seven games had like 30 and 10 boards. You're like, okay, y'all balling, and then come back, last lose on a last second three.
I saw that by Rubio. By
Rubio, who was wide the hell open.
He can't shoot. That's everybody's expect.
Yeah, but I was like, five Thunder players were in that paint trying to deny that or go for the rebound or whatever. And Ricky Rubio pretty much is just standing there waiting. I think Wiggins comes in, pops the assist. Rubio just like, I'm set. What? Game over.
My time to shine.
It's like, all right, well, what's going to come back? Yep.
And then they played the Spurs at home, which means automatic loss.
Not all the
time. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You playing the Spurs at home, you're going to lose.
Yeah, and then, of course, it would, you know, them reports, sources said.
As usual.
That Kevin Durant does not make the finals. He out.
Of course they'll make something up like that. But looking at them two, one of them two has to go. They have to.
But then one goes, what's the other going to do?
That's not my problem, Chris. I'm a Laker fan, so, you know, hopefully we snag one of them. But I just don't see it. I don't see it gelling because, for one, they don't use nobody else but them two.
Yep.
And then coming to fourth quarter, Westbrook wants to take over. KD knows he's supposed to be the one to take over. They don't want to fight each other, so therefore they don't know what to do.
I see Westbrook leaving more so than Durant.
I agree with that.
I see. I can see Durant staying. And, I mean, if Durant stays, he's the guy. And you got other pieces around him, you know they're still probably going to be a playoff team. Westbrook just seems like he's the type of dude, I need the ball in my hands all 48 minutes.
See, the thing is, though, but if you know that Westbrook is leaving.
Do you trade him?
No. I'm asking from Kevin Durant's perspective. If you know Westbrook is leaving, if you know he's leaving, do you stay?
And go, where do I leave and go? Because
as who? As KD?
Yes, Kevin Durant.
You have to go to Washington.
Well,
it makes too much sense. It's on the East, first of all.
Yeah.
And that's his home, you know, it'd be his hometown, right?
Yeah. Now, in terms of the talent, I would say you've got a wall. You know, now, if you go there, and of course, we know because of the salary cap, he's going to want to make as much money as possible. Can you, you know, because then that makes restricted free agent Bradley Beal's contract. You know, do I, if I go there and sign there, is Bradley Beal going to be there? They got, you know, Otto Porter. I mean, damn. Clearly third pick, just hadn't really turned it around yet.
Average.
Yeah, Gortat is nice. They got some pieces, but they fell the hell off.
Is it enough?
Yeah, I mean, I think, what's the name is gone anyway. I think it's enough for the East.
You said what?
I said I think it's enough for the East. I think that's that'd be the main decision. I think that'd be the smart decision. That's why LeBron hasn't brought his ass over here.
If he goes to the East, one place I could see him going, and I know Teddy D would love this, I could see him going to Orlando. You got Vucevic, you got Oladipo, you got Elfrid Payton, you got Aaron Gordon. You add KD to that. That's a nice, solid starting five. You pretty much just work to fill out your bench. I mean, who knows? And Elfrid Payton's a pass-rush point guard, which I know KD would love.
Yeah, you got Fournier who can shoot.
You got Fournier who you can bring off the bench.
Now, I like Fournier.
Now, I'm looking over. I'm going to flip to there. Now, if I want to go to the East, really? I'm looking at the teams right now, where they are. I'm hollering at Boston. I'm hollering at the green and
Chris,
white.
You just took that out of – yes, Boston.
Because you could say this, hey, we can do a sign and trade. You can get something back. You know, and these whatever Magic Brad Stevens is doing, they're overplaying their potential. Washington right now, 30-35, they 10th. They are, as of right now, 3.5 back of the eighth spot. Boston's third.
Now, what? Now, when he comes, though, you getting rid of some of them pieces. So, what are you selling me on?
Some. I mean, they got enough wing.
Are you selling me on Isaiah Thomas? Oh, no,
Out of everybody, Isaiah Thomas ain't going nowhere.
No, I'm saying. But what else besides him are you selling me on? Because you're going to have to trade some of them pieces.
I mean, they got Evan Turner, Avery Bradley, Marcus Smart.
Unless you got the cap room and can just sign them out right.
You got Sullinger, you got Amir Johnson, you got Kelly Olynyk, you got
Jay Crowder.
You got picks.
You got picks.
You got picks.
That is true.
Yes. Now of course, if I'm the Oklahoma City and I want to make a trade.
Oh yeah, give me some of them picks.
Yeah. And in terms of getting like max value, yes, I'm trying to talk to the Clippers about Blake Griffin.
Yeah.
But for him, yeah, this whole thing of he needs to leave, it's just hard because you're like, where are you going to go again? And if you, and then you know how everybody going to say, if you stay, Westbrook leave, and you get no compensation, you are falling a bit back. Especially if you've been a two-man and everybody else. Now you one-man everybody else.
And then the only question I would say to him, now I wouldn't be bad.
God, I wouldn't be
considering bad. Portland should have drafted his ass in the first place. Yeah. Now, if you're asking about where he should go, the other question he needs to ask himself is about his legacy. Because we've all heard the rumors and everything about him going to Golden State, but I'm like, you go to Golden State, you ain't. He shouldn't have been the fourth best small forward in the league history on that stupid list. But
if you
go into Golden State, dude, I wouldn't even put you in the top 10 of small forwards, man. Because I mean, all you're doing is jumping on the coattails of a team that's already good.
And thank you again.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, what?
And you ain't the number one option.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, and if you go there, they got to get rid of somebody. Draymond Green, somebody's going. Well, nobody ain't keeping everybody.
Harrison Barnes gone. Probably Azealia's gone.
Your bench is gone, basically.
Which
honestly is what keeps them going. Mm-hmm. Is because they're such a deep team.
Yeah. Yep.
So if they were smart, they leave that alone. If I'm KD, man, stay in OKC. Even if Westbrook leaves, you got Ibaka, you got Enes Kanter, you drafted the cat Cameron Payne, so you do have a point guard in case he does leave. And I mean, honestly, you got KD there and other pieces. People will come. I mean, it's like everybody's like, nobody goes to San Antonio. San Antonio's found a way to get some solid free agents and stuff.
Yeah.
If you got pieces to win, people will come and sign with you. So we'll see. Their GM is good as hell at drafting.
Now,
he's a damn good draft.
Is there any way, do you think they have any serious hope for this season? Because
if you're talking about serious, no, I mean, because Golden State's winning it.
Yeah, and I heard this, I sent it to Spirit, this interview with Sekou Smith did on this B-Ball Breakdown podcast. Mm-hmm. He broke them down so well that it made sense when I listened to that, and then that night while I was watching them play the Clippers, and I was like, they ball movement was on point. But against the Spurs, it went back to, you know.
Two-man game.
Yeah, because in the Clipper game, at least, you saw when Westbrook drove, he was finding guys. But in Spurs, like, he drives, and you look at, like, every time he drives, he takes a shot. You're like, now, you know, he gets to the rack with, like, ease. That's why I won't play him in the second round. But you're just like, yeah, like, you can make other dudes better. They make great shots.
Mm-hmm.
They make Steph Curry-type shots. But, you know, you got to have some ball movement there. You got to get Kenner involved. I don't.
You got to switch it up, switch up the offense.
And I like them to, you know, then is Billy Donovan the guy? Or is he just.
Well, we can't say that after a year. Yeah, it hasn't even been a year.
Yeah. That's why it's hard putting that situation. Because if one of them leave, which y'all saying one of them is going to leave,
I think Westbrook's leaving. That's just me.
Yeah, and if that case, if I had a feeling that I'd sign a 2-year.
And if Westbrook is leaving, Lakers better be prepared to trade D'Angelo Russell because he's coming to the Lakers.
But if
D'Angelo balls,
I'm keeping Clarkson. I'm keeping Clarkson over Russell. That's me. That's just me.
I would do that too.
That's just me.
If D'Angelo balls, if D'Angelo has a really good second season,
because I could see
I'm not giving all that money to Westbrook.
I could see those two button heads personality wise. I could see them clashing personality
wise. Westbrook and Russell. And Westbrook is not about to bow down to the youngster.
Nope. And Russell has this aura about him, like he
wants.
It's
be the
borderline
dude.
Cocky.
He want to be the dude.
But
that's just, bro, you did that in college.
And Clarkson is very quiet. He just does his job, and that's it.
I don't want that rubbing off on Clarkson. You're a bad child. Get away from my kid.
Yeah, I don't think Clarkson's
going
to do
that. I don't think so.
OKC's in a tough position, man.
Yeah.
When it comes down to the playoffs, everybody knows it's coming down to San Antonio and Golden State.
Yep.
And basically, OKC is just that team that whoever bumps into OKC first is just going to wear them down until they get to, you know, the San Antonio, or before San Antonio gets to Golden State.
Yeah,
so
I need the Clippers. I need that win. I need y'all to pass Oklahoma City. Even though I really want to see Golden State Clipper game bad. I really do want to see that matchup. But I don't want to have to go through Oklahoma City and Golden State.
Nah.
And I'll take that rematch and get some payback.
Mm.
Let Golden State deal with Oklahoma City and both them do. Deal with Westbrook and Durant. I don't feel like it.
San Antonio, I don't want San Antonio to go through both teams either, because I don't think y'all don't have enough medicine. Y'all got too many doctor's appointments around that time. y'all got to preserve the bodies. So,
yeah, I mean, we have enough. Our whole thing is, I know Westbrook going to get his against us.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that. It's just make Durant work and don't let nobody else do nothing. If it's just them two, that's fine. Let Ibaka shoot all them threes he want. I know he got to be mad as hell. Why is Ibaka shooting threes? I get this is, you know, he can.
Well, he ain't getting it in the paint, so he might as well try to get it somewhere else. Jesus.
Right. I got a question. How much do you guys think Westbrook is taking away from KD's legacy?
I think a little bit. Only because KD was that dude. I mean, KD was the man in OKC, and slowly, when Westbrook came in, he was still young. He didn't really have, I guess you want to call him a tweener. He wasn't necessarily a point guard. And then just slowly but surely, he just slowly overtook KD and seems to be the guy in OKC. And, I mean, I think because he holds the ball so much, I mean, it kind of takes away from it, only because KD isn't going to get the shots that he would normally get. And Westbrook has tendencies of chucking it up more than KD, which I can't stand. That's a problem.
Yeah. So that leads me to say, do you think that, and you just said it, that by him holding the ball too much, that KD is not able to get the shots that he wants or he usually takes. So is that going to push him more to leave than Westbrook leaving? Because he's like, look, it clearly them guys do not want to fight. They don't want to go at each other, okay? And I don't think Durant wants those problems anyway, because Westbrook, we know where Westbrook comes from. He's been fighting. He got a chip on his shoulder ever since UCLA. So he's going to, once he get that spotlight, he grabs it and he excels. KD seems a little, what do you call it? Like
even keel.
Yeah. And he doesn't really like the attention like that. He just wants things to go his way.
Yeah.
He thinks he deserves for the system to be built around him, and he was drafted for that. But they also drafted two other cats that arguably could fight for the spotlight as well. So do you think he would leave and then explain to the team that he's going to, like, look, this is what it is. This, you know who I am. I don't want to be put in the same situation that I was in OKC. Or do you sit, or does he sit there and wait to see what Westbrook is going to do? If not, they will stay the same.
Yeah, I can see him taking, if he decides to stay in Oklahoma, to take a short deal. I don't know about the two, or the, you know, what, 1 year option. I'd say max 3 years, and then to see what happens in case he wants to try it out with Westbrook. They just, I agree with John at this point. Westbrook does need to be off the ball more. Good point that was brought up by Sekou Smith, you know, about Westbrook getting all these assists. He's like, well, Westbrook has the ball in his hands damn near the whole game. So
exactly.
You're he going should to be getting exactly. all the assists.
Exactly.
He just – and they made both, which sucks. But they may both need to – Westbrook needs to be able to realize that taking all them shots does not work. That maybe if he's the guy and it's just all the other – everybody else is not as good as him – that he's going to need to share the ball in order to make these dudes better. And Durant, his MVP season when Westbrook got hurt, he was really showing off what he could do. I mean, you saw his playmaking abilities. I mean, it's not – I wouldn't say it's like Westbrook's, but he showed he can you know, create for other guys.
And vice versa, though. Yeah. Westbrook had the chance to do that, too.
Yeah. So that's why you're just like, if these two could just get it. But they've never found the third option since James Harden, which I think has been a big problem. Uh-huh. I think, you know, and James Harden could hold the ball. So you'd have in there, well, you'd have James Harden running offense, and you could have the option of, like, I'm going to give it to James Harden, let James Harden dictate who's getting the ball. And not always have to have it in Westbrook's hand.
Man, they had a cold lineup. God, dog.
Yeah, it's just, you know. Funny thing is, like, if they got rid of Westbrook, I'd see James Harden do the same thing he's doing now. With being like, I'm going to be the one. I'm taking all the shots. And
oh, it'd probably be worse because he don't play defense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Offensive power. They offense would be off the charts. But got to stop the ball, fellas.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. All right, man, let's get into some of these injuries that have been happening. Biggest ones, Jahlil Okafor is out 6 weeks.
They just got bad luck. I feel so...
Meniscus tearing right knee.
I feel so bad for Philly, man. I'm like, they can't get no healthy bigs. Every big they picked is hurt. Norman Noel was hurt when he came into the draft. Joel Embiid got hurt right before the draft, and now fucking Okafor's hurt. It's like, maybe try a different position next time. Because you clearly, you haven't got any good luck going with these big guys, because damn.
Yeah, Philly period. Y'all losing in every category right now, everything in life. So, Eagles.
Yeah.
It is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, I was talking to Jonathan about this. Like, it seemed like that trade – you know, that the whole Dwight Howard trade,
yep,
that they had pretty much the best center they probably could have had in Vucevic,
yep,
traded him, and they struck out 3 times. I mean, Embiid, I don't know. We don't know nothing.
Yep.
Noel may not be the five, but he's a great defensive player.
Yep.
Great defensive rebound, and could be a DeAndre Jordan type.
Embiid haven't even played yet, right?
What,
who?
Oh, Embiid?
Yeah.
Yeah, Embiid ain't.
No, he ain't played yet.
Touched the court. Yeah, Noel is solid. Jahlil Okafor looks like he's solid. But then, you know, it seems like both of them, especially in this style of play, both of them are fives.
Yeah.
And either one of them is fully taken over. You could have Vucevic, who could have gave you a little bit of both.
Yeah, that's funny.
Mike Conley's out 3 to 4 weeks with knee tendonitis.
Memphis like my Bulls, man. They just need to call this season just a mulligan. Just we'll see y'all next season.
Everybody needs to go. Because
they dealing with injuries galore too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had Mario Chalmers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because freaking, I guess, cats in Miami were even like concerned about him.
Oh yeah, he had tear his right Achilles tendon. They ended up waving him. They just needed this space. Yeah, now Mike Conley, like, damn. They had already got rid of Jeff Green, so they've kind of caught. But you know what? I thought, you know, a couple weeks ago that they'd fall out. At this point, they should.
Memphis has always been a scrappy team, though. Mm-hmm. They've always been like a scrappy team. So I don't see them falling out of playoff contention, but I don't see them doing anything once the playoffs start.
No, somebody's going to hope. I would like fall to seventh. Keep fall to us.
I'm sure everybody's like, yeah, I'll play Memphis. That's what I want.
But they're like,
nobody want to play Portland.
They're 4.5 ahead of Portland. I'm saying, like, they're not going to fall out because they're 8.5 ahead of Utah. And I'm like, yeah, they're not falling that off. That means they had to spiral, which with pretty much having, you know, nothing. Although I'm like, time to grab Lance Stephenson off the waiver wire. It's his time. Like, you better show the hell off.
Yeah.
Andre Iguodala's out at least 2 weeks with left ankle sprain.
You know, they're starting to get the injury bug a little bit. Mm-hmm. Steph Curry with them ankles again. You got Iguodala now.
Yeah. Just take him out for precaution.
Bogut's injury prone. Yeah.
They might sit them a little bit more.
Yeah, it helps to have depth, that's for sure.
Varejao's injury prone. I'm just saying.
Time to step it up, Livingston.
Yeah. He's been all right. You know, Jay Crowder's out minimum 2 weeks with a high ankle sprain. He's like all at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm. Giving my Bulls an opening.
Shit. Because y'all are right now. Y'all
we are out of the playoffs.
You're a game out of the eighth spot.
As far as I'm concerned, just keep losing so we can just get a high draft pick. Let's call it a day. Now,
Teddy,
I'm just throwing this out there. If they willing to trade Derrick Rose, I'll take me some KD, team him up with Jimmy Butler. We know Jimmy Butler will get him involved. And we got a third option named Pau Gasol. I'm just saying.
Jay, don't throw no rumors out there like
I'm
that.
Just Maddie. Saying.
We'll go, you know, once it gets straight to Twitter.
Yep.
That's right. Like sources say.
Chris Broussard going to take off and run with it.
Oh, man. There's some other news. Referee, since he injured too, referee Joey Crawford retiring immediately. With some due to a knee injury.
Joey! Joey's done, huh?
I think this is last year, I believe. Anyway, so, yep. And a lot of them like, see ya.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the hell out of here. I know some of the old school players probably respect them a little bit more. I know some of the new cats, though, they like, get the hell out of here. Mm-hmm. Get on my nerves.
You can go.
Exactly.
Tim Duncan, like, yeah, you can get out of here. I respect you, but yeah, you can go.
Yep.
And, oh my God, once again, Kings suspend DeMarcus Cousins one game for getting to a shouting match with George Karl on the bench.
Shout out to Spirit. I know you kept saying they don't do nothing to him. Here you go. They suspended him a game.
Yeah,
that's better than nothing, I guess.
It's maybe them two will work well together. He and Rondo, because every time one get upset, the other one comes.
Yeah, because Rondo, I did see the clip where Rondo kind of got in the middle of that.
And like, just stood there like, okay,
this is awkward. Carl got to go. I mean, clearly the main issue with this team seems to be George Karl. And at this point, he's just got to go, man. He's got to go.
We're going to be honest. The main issue with this team is management.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true.
Issues.
The owner talking about cherry picking and all that. I'm never going to forget that. Do 4-5. Like my girls' team does it. My daughter's high school team does it. Like,
you better be.
This ain't high school.
They struggled. What's his name? Ben McLemore has just underachieved.
Thomas Robertson was a bust. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, Nick Stauskas was a bust. Well,
they didn't give him a time.
They gave him a year, and that was it.
Was like, let's draft Ben McLemore. I'm like, okay. I mean, Willie Cauley Stein is a nice pick. He's starting to bitch and moan
because he ain't getting no time. It's just turmoil, man. It's just chaos in that team.
Talking about getting Rudy Gay. Yeah, they need. They're going to be forced to.
I keep forgetting Rudy Gay's even on that team.
They're going to be forced to trade Cousins just because he ain't coming back.
They're going to.
He signed his contract. He really needs to be like, I'm out.
And I know Baylor, I know the Lakers are licking at the chops to get that opportunity to trade for him.
Oh, boy.
Y'all can have you some. Hey, you team up DeMarcus Cousins next to Julius Randle, it might not be bad. That's it.
Look, I like the talent. Don't get me wrong, but he's a head case, man.
Honestly, he's gotten better.
He has gotten better.
He's gotten better. I think it's the coach. Because under Mike Malone, he was good. Mm-hmm. He was fine. He wasn't getting into no issues. And then here comes George Karl, and he just don't like him.
Yeah, let's get rid of him. And he needs – well, if he needs a strong management, so – I wouldn't recommend the Lakers.
I don't know about the Lakers. So,
you see what I'm saying? Now, if we going out to the club, I definitely take him there because I know if we get into a fight, he's going to be the first one to dive in. Yeah. But I want to get back to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to Fight Club.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, just bet. I hope. I will say, though, for the Lakers, you know, the young talent does look intriguing.
Yes.
And yeah, I said that all open the season for this like
you should have been doing this from the beginning.
Well, in hindsight, I'm not mad at it's just popcorn popping. All right. I'm not mad at Byron Scott for not just being like, here are the keys, do what you want. I mean, he waited until after All-Star break to start Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
Clarkson took off. So I'm not too upset about
He's teaching them discipline, which of course you want your kid, your players to have.
Not
but
be handed the job.
Yeah, but it's one of them situations where
he could have played about 25, 30 minutes.
Going to suck,
right? And then the second half of the season, like, all right, nigga, here's 40 plus minutes.
Yeah,
let's see what you got.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Jonathan, take it easy on us. Take it easy. Hey, look, we all know, and I think it in my head, but that's the thing. I think it in my head.
Oh, that's funny.
He said, we just know you're going to suck. God, dog.
My bad, man. I didn't mean to be that harsh. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right, that last letter and suck was really, it really sucks. I start everything just flash like, yeah, we're terrible.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. You know, it's popping. We're frying some chicken. Come back and eat some of that. We'll get into some of this NFL talk, free agency, Selection Sunday, and then get into these segments.
Yes, sir.
Y'all, let's do the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla!
Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour with my daddy and Uncle Jonathan.
What's your favorite sports team?
Lakers!
We know Jonathan loves that. All right, y'all, we're back. Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
Got the homie Baylor the Great in here with us, talking Hello. Sports.
I always wanted to do that, Jay. I'm sorry.
No, it's much appreciated. Much appreciated.
So, yeah, if y'all want to talk, hit us up. Your thoughts on the NBA. Is LeBron and or KD, are they out after this season? You know, Laker fans, how you feeling?
We
do you
suck.
Like the name? Or what should they name be? Should you just be like, fuck a name. Improve.
We'll call them light brights. That's what we're
going to
call them.
Hey, man, reach out to us, man. On Twitter, at Brothers Layman. Email, thebrotherslayman at gmail.com. Voicemail, 323-455-4219. Hit us up on the show page, blackistonline.com.
Let us know whatever you got deep in your thought process and get back at us.
Holla. Yep. All right, y'all, let's get into this NFL free agent crazy.
Yep, another frustrating time for me.
Yeah, it's been very interesting.
Both sports right now. It went from times of just joy to now it's just, I'm pissed off in both. At least my White Sox are doing good at spring training. I can hold my hat on that because Jesus.
Yeah, it's just one dude leaving after another.
Yep. But it happens.
Yeah, first of all, Brock Osweiler leaves to go to the Texans.
Yeah.
4 years, $72 million, 39 guaranteed.
And as I told people, Denver wasn't giving him that much money.
Hell no.
And in all honesty, good riddance if that's what he wanted. And reports came out, as they always do after the fact, that I guess he was butthurt about being benched. But I was like, fool, we trying to win. So if you messing up, we got to win some games. Gary Kubiak made the call, brought in Peyton, and we ended up beating San Diego to get to the playoffs. So we needed that win just to get in the playoffs. Luckily, we were able to get the number one seed, and then the rest is history. But, I mean, I'm happy for Brock. I'm glad he got his money. You know, he gets to go down to Houston. They need a quarterback. He's got, you know, he got DeAndre Hopkins, who was a great target for him. Uh-huh. But we'll see. You know, the one thing with Brock is he's only started 7 games in his whole career, and Denver was not paying $40 million guaranteed to somebody who has started 7 games. Like, I'm not doing that, and I was not mad at John Elway for letting him go. I mean, they offered him what?
I think 30 guaranteed.
They offered him like $15 million a year. We're like, yeah, 30 guaranteed. And I was like, I thought that was more than fair.
Yeah.
He wanted to go.
It was all about the money to me. I mean, you don't leave a team that was well-built like the Broncos like that. Unless it was about the money, but we'll see what he could do as a starting quarterback and see if he can carry a team. If he don't, well, I'm going to start a hashtag that says, well, you cashed a check already.
And then, I mean, I also have heard rumors that he kind of wanted to start fresh and kind of not be under the shadow of Peyton Manning at all anymore, and kind of not be reference with Peyton all the time, you know, being the starting quarterback in Denver and compared to him and all that. He gets a fresh start in a new place. So, you know, good luck to him. We'll see.
Has he ever heard of Steve Young and Joe Montana?
Hey, man, I'm just saying. I'm with you. I thought his best choice would have been to come back to Denver with the continuity, familiarity with everything. But, you know, you're still getting your money and all that. But, you know,
he felt some kind of way.
If he was butthurt a little bit, then he was butthurt.
He's offered him about $10 million guaranteed. You're like,
and John Elway made a very telling comment when he spoke about the contract, and he said, we will continue to do what we do, which is we want people who want to be Denver Broncos. We'll keep them here. So I was like, maybe he didn't want to be with him no more. So John Elway was like, peace the fuck out then.
Yeah.
Well, that's the nice way of saying it. What he really said was, fuck you.
Exactly. And then the mofo got some money. I'm going to do my thing.
Show me the money.
Money! Yeah, because some folk got ridiculous.
Oh, Malik Jackson got paid.
Yeah, Malik Jackson, you know, like you said before, wasn't going to be able to pay him that. 6 years, $90 million. $42 million guaranteed.
Sheesh.
Yeah, it was just, hey, you won, you got your ring, cash out.
And had the only thing that he ticked me off with is he had the audacity to come out and say, the Broncos could have got me, Brock, and somebody else for like next to nothing. I said, Nick, you are lying through your teeth. You just took $42 million guaranteed. And I know Denver was offering you something far less, so don't give me that BS, man. Come on.
Well, once it come out, Jay, you can't take it back.
Get the hell out of here, man. I knew we probably wasn't going to be able to keep him anyway. He was just going to command too much money, which he did.
Yeah,
go back to Jacksonville, down there with Julius Thomas. How did things work out for him?
Well, I mean, you had to expect it. Y'all have a lot of valuable pieces on your team, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the thing with football. You can't keep everybody.
Yeah,
can't keep it.
Danny Trevathan. Went to the Bears, 4 year, 24.5 million, got $12 million guaranteed.
He wasn't a priority. I already knew he wasn't like a top notch priority. I knew he was gone.
You just said that was y'all stepson.
I mean, look, man. I mean, straight up, going into offseason, our top three priorities was Von Miller number one, Brock number two, and Malik Jackson number three. Yeah. We couldn't lock up Von, so we franchise tagged him. Then we moved on to Brock. He didn't want to be there. Moved on to Malik. He got more money. I mean, what you gonna do?
Yeah.
You know?
Got to do that. Somebody else who got some serious cash, Olivier.
Olivier Vernon.
Leaving Miami for the Giants. 5 year, $85 million. 52 and a half guaranteed.
Oh, God, Lord.
That's why it's like, God damn, if you are just, if you average nowadays in the NFL, you get buku money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
God
damn. I mean, folks got money. Janoris Jenkins signed to lead the Rams. He's going to the Giants. 5 years,
he got 62 paid.
And a half. He got 29 guaranteed. That's just handing out checks.
Well, the cap did go up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know, Bailey, you know, your team got like a plethora of cap room.
Oh, we got all kind of pimp money over here. We passing out all kind of bread. I mean, but look at the pieces that we're getting, though.
Improved, you know, that front line. Got guard, what's it, Kelechi Estimelli, if I'm saying it right.
Yeah, from Baltimore.
Estimelli, yeah.
5 years, 60 mil.
I think they're going to swing him to left tackle, though, ain't they?
Ain't no telling.
That's if they can't keep, was it Donald Penn?
Penn.
Yeah, if they can keep Donald Penn, then he'll probably play guard.
Yeah, also got pass rusher Bruce Irvin.
That was a nice move.
4 years, $37 million, 12 and a half guaranteed, getting it all up front.
Yep, that was a nice move. Yeah. Hey, don't y'all still got, do y'all still got Alden Smith too?
Yep.
Yeah.
Damn.
We still got Alden Smith. Yeah.
Like him, you got Alden Smith, Bruce Irvin, Khalil Mack. That's a pass rushing dude, a trio right there, man.
We're out to kill all quarterbacks. They must die.
Oh, y'all just gonna have to fix that backfield, man. Y'all need some corner help.
Oh, we got Sean Smith.
Oh, yeah, that's right. God damn.
Yeah, from KC.
Stole him from KC.
And we're working on Weddle.
Oh, if y'all get Eric Weddle, man, another one from the division rival, damn.
I mean, who else stayed with you? Tamba Ali said he's sticking with the Chiefs.
I ain't mad at him. He going to retire, Chief.
Somebody else. Mitchell Schwartz. On with Chief Derek Johnson reading up.
Yep.
3 years, $21 million. Yeah, that division, yeah, Raiders 4 year, $20 million guaranteed.
I'm not even going front.
For Steve Smith.
The fact that we have relegated to having Mr. Butt Fumble as our starting quarterback as of right now, we're probably third in the division.
Oh, right now?
Yep. I would put you and KC above us.
Ooh-wee.
If we're just talking realistic, I would. Yeah, just because offensively, we're terrible right now.
KC just – who KC started quarterback?
What?
4 year, I think.
Oh, for CJ Anderson?
Yeah, he gone too.
My gut tells me they're going to match it.
Mm-hmm.
Only because they were able to restructure DeMarcus Ware's contract.
Okay.
But I don't know. I would hope, but again, I got faith in Elway. So, I mean, whatever move he chooses to make, I'll back him up. Because to me, he's proven he know what he's doing. He's been able to pluck guys in the draft, sign free agents left and right who have made a difference. I'm like, look, you know what you're doing. So, whatever you choose to do, I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you.
It was funny, though. Just because of how much you were talking.
I was.
That it was like, they interested in Colin Kaepernick. I was like, oh, my God.
I was pissed. The minute I heard it was like, oh, we might get Colin Kaepernick. I said, son of a bitch. Y'all, why? I was like, the one quarterback I don't want y'all getting.
I'm telling y'all, man, I have this strong belief that y'all going to go after Logan. I'm telling you. You know Elway's a Stanford guy.
Oh, Kevin Hogan?
Yeah. No. Yeah, okay.
Oh, if you're going to take somebody, take a Paxton Lynch from Memphis or take. Nah, the dude I want is Dak Prescott from Mississippi State. That's what I want.
Oh, wait. That's my what the fuck, but we'll get to that later.
I want Dak Prescott. Yeah, I know about the DUI. I still want him. I don't care. I still want him.
Man, third in the division.
I mean, realistically speaking, I mean, good. I think our defense is still going to be good, but our offense, we got a lot of question marks. We still got them boys on the end. We got Emmanuel Sanders. We got Demaryius Thomas. Every other position really is a question mark.
Not counting y'all out. I'm not counting y'all out.
I'm not counting us out.
It's just something about Elway that I respect, and I think he's going to – I think he's going to come up with some more pieces to add to the defending champs, but I still want y'all to fail miserably because I'm a Raiders fan. So, yeah.
I mean, the way is like if season started right now, I'd probably predict us to finish 9-7, 8-8. Just if you're just talking
with the roster you have now,
Yes. With the roster constructed as it is right now, I'd probably say we'd be about 8-8, 9-7.
All right. Well, we still have a few more. We got a couple more weeks for free agency, right?
Yeah.
And we still have the draft, so we'll see how that go.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. You just.
I got time.
Yeah, Jonathan. Oh, he's just hurting.
I mean, I can still.
Yes, they are.
I can hold my hat on the fact we just won a Super Bowl. I just
no.
Leave
I
it
mean
at
that,
that
that made that,
that made sense. The sting a little less painful.
Yeah. Then what else move? You got the running back Lamar Miller. Going to Houston.
That was a beautiful move by Houston. Oh, man. I love that move by Houston. Mm-hmm.
You got Matt Forte going to the Jets. Going up there with because I re-signed Bilal Power too.
If they don't keep Fitzpatrick, then it all's for nothing. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned.
They have
to keep Ryan Fitzpatrick.
He's just trying to drive that price up.
Which he should. I mean, damn it, if Brock's getting 17, 18 mil a year, I mean, how come I can't get some of that? I know he's older, but
he can get a little something.
You got to break him off a little something.
It's a lot of teams. I mean, even though your team was like, yeah, he asking too much.
Exactly. John Elway, I give it to him. He sets his line. I ain't going above this line. If you find somebody else who's gonna pay you that much, goodbye.
Yeah, he ain't no punk bitch. Yeah.
You know.
And honestly, the teams that are always good, that's the way they work.
Mm-hmm.
In all sports, basketball, baseball, all of them, they set their line, and
set a principle.
Exactly, yeah. You set a principle, and that's it.
Yeah, they gotta respect it.
Yep.
Yeah, but Doug Martin got his money. We signed with the Bucks.
Damn, we was after him too.
$35 million. I was a little surprised at that actually, because it sounded like he was just out.
Well, I know, I like Latavius Murray, but.
No, we need one. I mean, that's why I can't wait for the draft to come up. So.
You think you're going to get Derrick Henry?
Hell no. I don't think so.
I would love for the Broncos to get Ezekiel Elliott. That fool's going to be sick.
I don't really care for the mock draft because them names be switching all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
But he was predicted to land in our spot. That'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Let's see what else been named. Got Mario Williams going to the Dolphins. Which sounds good on paper.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I'm curious.
Alex Mack going to the Falcons said, I'm out of here.
That's a nice move for Atlanta because they've been needing a center for a long time.
Mm-hmm. They, you know, also got Muhammad Sanu. Gave him a 5-year deal.
Yeah.
Well, they let so many dudes go. And you got to get.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's okay.
Not a huge upgrade over Roddy White, though.
No, not really. Who else? Yeah, Marvin Jones, he left.
Oh, going to Detroit.
Yeah.
Speaking of y'all rival Chargers, Antonio Gates coming back. Also added Travis Benjamin.
Yeah.
Although Ladarius Green, he gone.
And went to the Steelers. Mm-hmm. That was a nice get for the Steelers.
Man.
I like that, too.
That was a nice get. Make their offense even more potent. Like, damn.
Yeah, some people got some money. Kobe Fleener got $36 million from the Saints.
Which means, what's his name going? Dwayne Allen leaving.
Yeah.
He going somewhere else.
Let's see. You've had some restructures. I know DeMarcus Ware going to restructure with the Broncos. Struck that contract to stay.
Real quick.
Victor Cruz, he making sure he.
Real quick.
Yeah. He's trying to leave.
Because that all they said was, you better take it or we cutting you.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't nobody going to find you.
He was like, oh, yeah. How much? Oh, yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, it's been a lot of moves. I mean, we've talked about them Eagles. Hey, man, I like DeMarco Murray on the Titans.
I like that move.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like it. I mean,
I like it, but I don't like him coming out of the shotgun formation.
We'll see. I mean, I think Marcus. I agree with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to, Marcus Mariota this offseason is going to have to just work on just. Getting it under center, just hiking it under center, just constantly, because he's gonna have to learn how to do that.
Of course,
especially with a back like DeMarco Murray.
Yeah, you know they're gonna, you know, with that pick, they're gonna ask some line help.
They
sure.
have to.
Yeah, they got to get an offensive line. Yeah. I think they're taking dude from Ole Miss first, probably. Mm-hmm. But I do like the move because that's gonna take a lot of pressure off Mariota. So I like it. I like it. I like the direction Tennessee's going. They're putting pieces together. They're putting pieces together. I mean, as far as the other trade that the Eagles made, that was just Kegel a Alonzo cap dump.
Byron Maxwell,
that was
like,
a cap dump.
Yeah, we messed up.
Here every player associated with Chip Kelly, we trying to trade. They cut Riley Cooper. They traded these three cats. Which Ryan Matthews shot. Is on the block. They trying to get rid of every player associated with Chip Kelly.
We talking about the Eagles, right?
Yes. Yeah. Every player he brought in, they trying to get rid of.
It feels fucked up, but I mean, honestly, it's basically, they're just really like, you know what?
We made a mistake.
We made a mistake letting him pick the groceries.
Yes.
Because he picked some very bad groceries.
Mm-hmm. Now, again.
He picked some outdated shit. And
I still think Kiko Alonso has potential to be a decent player. Mm-hmm. He was hurt. He was hurt 2 years ago. Last year, he was still, you know, getting over the effects of his ACL tear. We'll see. Byron Maxwell is terrible. He should have stayed in Seattle. But, you know, he chased the money.
He's a system boy.
Yeah, he chased the money, which I'm not mad at, because he was not going to get paid that much anywhere else. So, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been some nice stuff. I mean, then some notable cuts. Of course, RG3 got
released.
We
saw that. We all knew that was coming.
Of course. And, of course, the other one on Johnny Manziel.
We all knew that was coming.
Yep. Vikings released Mike Wallace. Figured that was coming, too.
Yeah.
Owen Daniels, see you later.
They got rid of Owen Daniels, Louis Vasquez. They got rid of a few cats. John Elway's making moves, man. It's just blowing it up, I guess.
I just see John Elway as like this mob boss, like, and he's like cutthroat. Like, Owen Daniels, yo, it's time to go, brother. So let's go ahead and clean out your.
I got two questions related to. That's funny about both of your ex quarterbacks. First, let's start off with the good one. We talked about, you know, last week that Peyton was retiring. Mm-hmm. He was emotional as hell at that press conference. I mean, this dude is really going to miss playing football.
He didn't want to leave.
He didn't.
He
didn't want to leave, but his body would not. It's one of them things your body is telling you, I can't do this anymore. But mentally, you still think you can. He did not want to hold that fucking press conference.
It's all them circumstances. I mean, it's like, look, the team you've been on, probably not going to come back.
Yep.
You're going to a new team.
Yep.
Last year was probably your worst year of your career. Like, you were terrible.
He was horrible.
And
he was terrible.
You know, you're probably not going to. I mean, they were the best defense in the league. So you're probably not going to go somewhere with that kind of defense. That can carry the load, per se. I mean,
you went out and you got a ring.
Yeah.
You got a Super Bowl victory out of it. I mean, I was happy for Peyton. I was touched by a lot of the stuff he said. He thanked a lot of people. I mean, he reached back and was just thanking all kinds of people from his days with the Colts. I mean, going back to college days and everything. I mean, he truly is a guy who prepares. I mean, I've never seen a quarterback prepare like him before. I mean, to sit there and look at film on a consistent basis, to be able to walk up to a line and look at a defense and say, I already know what the hell play you're going to do, it to me is incredible.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, in the front, and you got dudes who, from opposing defenses, who are like, he would come up to us and say, you going to do this, this, and this. And they're like, how the fuck do you even know that? Like, we haven't moved. We haven't done anything to give you any inkling, but I just see it and I know it. And I mean, he's one of a kind. There's never
and you can't,
be
and you
player.
Can't change the play.
Nope.
You can't change it.
Although with the advent now, you have that one guy on the defense who has the earpiece. At some time, you have to have a captain, but I mean, it's really like, you're almost making the defensive captains better because you have to go against him. And they're like, oh, what he about to do? Oh, okay. And I got to go let my defense know this is what he about to do and change. It's a chess match between him and the defense coordinator.
And I will give Peyton credit in a little bit for making Denver's defense as good as it was last year, because the integration in Denver, all these guys have been preaching is that it's hard as fuck to practice against him. So they're like, him just wearing us out in practice, all that's doing is just making us better. Three, 4 years of all that consistently, now it's like, it's second nature once we get on the field. And I think that, to an extent, did help these guys on the defensive side going into last season, because, you know, a lot of those guys had been with Peyton throughout his whole duration in Denver. Mm-hmm. So they know.
All right. And the other quarterback that we haven't talked about, Brock Osweiler. We saw the TMZ video of him getting a little physical. Not yep. really, but a little bit with he's getting pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Does he deserve to get some kind of discipline?
No.
No.
Not at all. No.
Okay. I saw the video like 3 times, and I agree. Okay. I agree with Baylor. No.
Now I'll say that one, the second bit of contact
was unnecessary.
Was unnecessary. Yes. The initial, I'm moving this chick out the way, and you know I get pushed.
But he barely moved his arm. Like he was, you know, he barely.
The second time, it was almost like she said something, and he had to come up and do a little. I don't know.
Whatever she said had something to do with resigning with the Broncos. And
yeah. And people are giving him credit for basically getting pushed hard as hell in the back and then just not doing nothing.
I'm not going to give him credit for that.
Yeah. But Monty Johnson brought up a great point in that he was bringing up about just how the letter of the law is with these kind of situations. If you're saying in the writing that under no circumstance should you put your hand on a woman, that's what you did.
Yeah, then by the letter of the law, he should be suspended.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then in that case, then sit him down a couple of games. But you know what? This really bothers me about fans in general, or people, you know, the public. You cannot say certain things you cannot put your hands on these athletes and just think that they're just that. You know what I mean? After these players finish playing, after these movie stars finish acting, they're human beings. Mm-hmm. If you put your hand on me, I'm going to put my hand back on you. Okay? Now, we don't really know exactly what happened. We don't know if they were attacking him as a couple, because he was with somebody, right?
He was with his girl, and then I think another couple mm-hmm. that were with him. For what I've heard, they were being heckled like in the little pizza joint.
Okay, right. well, look, I'm gonna tell you like this, and I told someone else this. If my wife was in any kind of harm, if she was to get into a fight or something like that, I'm jumping in. Yeah. As her husband, I'm jumping in. I don't care who, I don't care what's going on. My wife is not about to be touched.
Yeah.
So if that's what he was doing, if he was protecting his girl, he's protecting his wife, then no, leave the man alone.
Yeah, and of course people put extra on. It's like, oh, did you see him hit her? I was like, no, that's not what he did.
It was one of them things. I saw it and I was just like, I'm like, look, he barely touched the chick. Of course, they're going to over-exaggerate everything. Yeah. Oh, my God, he pushed
me. Like, the guy's coming in. It's like he and whoever, I guess, his wife getting into it. He's trying to protect his wife. The other woman pushes him. He's kind of like, hey, back the hell up. Mm-hmm. He pushed her. And then, of course, it's like the other dude, if she got a man, then it's like.
He pushed me. You got to push him.
What's the name? Like,
wait, where exactly like did that happen?
Arizona.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
It looked like I was like,
lucky that didn't happen. Lucky that didn't happen in Denver.
They probably would have been like, what you doing? But I was like, where the hell piece of joint y'all at? Y'all look like y'all just leaving the club.
Well, and again, it's one of those things. And of course, people going to bring it up. It was like 2-3 in the morning. And it's always seems to be that type of trend. I know we shouldn't tell adults what time they got to go to bed and what they need to do. But when you're in the national spotlight like that, should you be smarter than that to make, you know, those type of decisions as to going to a pizza joint at 2 in the morning?
I agree with you. With Jay, you telling these cats not to live their life.
And again, I don't want to do that, but at the same time, we don't live their life.
Well, the problem is,
we don't know what their type of life is like.
It's almost like if you go out, prepare to just basically
prepare to be hackled.
Yeah, put your hands down. Like, keep your guard up, but when somebody come at you, put your hands down. That way, get your ass beat up and then be like,
I ain't do nothing.
Yeah, I didn't hit him, no, because if he's kicking my ass and I hit him, then it's my fault. Then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, well, so-and-so punched the guy, but they don't put on there, he was kicking my ass. And
but Chris, is that all right for you to just sit up there and take that? Now, what if he did? You know, he just put his hands down, and the guy came up and swung or hit him or something like that, and he fell and twisted something. Right. Oh well, Brock is out for the season. Why?
You would have to catch all of that on film.
Yeah,
you can't catch just a piece of it. You got to catch the whole situation.
I'll tell you what would happen. The funny part, what would happen if you basically you're like, you know what, I'm not getting involved, and if I get beat up, so what? Then all of a sudden, in, especially in the NFL, oh, you a bitch.
Yep. Not even in the NFL, in the court of public opinion, you're a punk.
You didn't stand up for yourself. I'm like, but if I did.
Then something on me.
Then the other half of these people on Twitter are going to be like, why you touch somebody? You in the NFL. You should be smarter
than
that.
And this is why I asked. You got knocked the fuck out. And this is why. And this is why I asked. And when you're in that type of position, should you just be smart enough and say, you know what? Let's just go home. We can order a pizza to the house. Like.
No. I will say this. Outside of that, his second push. He
handled it fine.
Yeah. I don't, you know, because you can be like, you know, it's, I don't, you know, you want to, pushing is just, it's pushing.
Yeah.
People chirp all the hell. They, you know, people get in your face and then you try to get them out your face and then they get mad. Like, why you get your hands off me? Like, yep. Well, get out of my face then.
Yep.
You want me to do
something. Same old thing, man.
Yeah. You want me to do something, but then get mad when I do something.
People
want
to heckle NBA players and they get mad when they say something back to them. Mm, shut up, right. Bitch.
Right. Hey, remember, we all old school. We remember Malice in the Palace. Mm. I laughed.
Because honestly, nothing would have sparked off if dude didn't throw that beer at Ron Artest.
Exactly. And that's my point. You that's can't just do things thing. And think you're going to get away with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And you did it to the wrong dude.
Well, that dude who squared up to Jermaine O'Neal. Yep.
I was like, you did that to the wrong team.
And Jay, and we all know this staying out here. That Ron Artest is highly respected out here. He's at Venice Crazy. Beach all the time playing. And nobody messes with him.
Oh, no, exactly. No. People, even though Artest has had his issues, he gets mad love from people. People right. respect him.
It was the same thing with Rahman, I think.
Yeah.
Rahman was crazy, but you respected the hell out of Rahman because like he could ball.
Yeah, his outside interests, that's him. I don't know what
he's
that's
in,
about.
He's insane, but yeah, he can play.
Right, but that dude, he can play.
Well, I enjoyed all those ass whoopings given out in that palace that night. So,
man, that's one of them things you never forget where you were seeing that. Like, oh shit, man. We got a full out brawl.
Mm-hmm. It went into the stands.
Hey,
man, a couple more things. Made it official. Calvin Johnson retiring after 9 seasons.
Mm.
That hurt.
Yeah,
that has Barry Sanders written all over it again.
It does. Yeah.
And I've kind of heard people debating, is he a Hall of Famer based on the numbers and everything?
It's just hard because maybe for that window.
Yeah, I would say based on the time period he played.
But it's just where he ranks.
Yeah.
In terms, because I heard he was like 20th in catches and something. And you're like, ugh.
But he was the best receiver in the NFL for quite a while. For a long time.
If it wasn't for the stats and we were just going off of pure athleticism and just talent, like, man, he'll be first round ballot.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, it's just he's.
And I know you as a Raider fan are ticked because he should have been retiring a Raider.
He should have been a Raider.
Yeah, because everybody's saying we always go to the garbage can and go pick out what's left. And you know, they end up retiring, you know, Jerry Rice. And even though I think he went to Seattle after that, right?
Kerry Collins?
I think so, yeah.
Kerry Collins. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's just sad because they, you know, he signed that big deal. They weren't going to trade him.
Yep.
He's just like, all right, fine.
I don't think he wanted to. I believe that he did have some injuries that kept lingering.
Yeah.
But I still think that he wanted to play a little bit longer. And I think he had maybe a season or two left. Tell you the truth. He took a lot of hits. Like, we can't really sit up there and compare him to the Mosses and the Teals and things like that, where he took a gang of punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was the guy.
Yeah. The guy.
And I think
be triple
that playoff loss really stung. I think if they had – he made the catch. I think if they had beaten Dallas – it may be a different story.
Yeah.
You know,
you come close. You don't win a playoff series again. And Detroit's like, this
is. He's always going to be part of that controversy. What is the catch?
Yeah. I'm going to compare him. If I had to compare him to an NBA player, I would have to compare him to the Minnesota's Kevin Garnett.
Mm.
Mm. Okay.
Who just couldn't quite get over the hump, huh?
Just couldn't do it.
Mm. But yeah, was an athletic freak.
Yeah, he was. And the other one, Martavis Bryant faces a year-long suspension, something related to some drug testing.
He's a pothead, man. I can already tell you it's weed. I already know it's weed.
Yeah, we already know. Because
it was a, he had those issues coming out of Clemson. That was documented. Why he dropped. Mm-hmm. As usual. Let me hold off because I'm going off.
Okay.
No, I'm really holding back. I'm letting you do the work.
I'm saving this for my segment, sir.
Okay. Okay.
All right, man. Let's move on. It is it's the Selection Sunday. I'm looking at the bracket right here. Got number one seeds.
Is it Louisville? Oh, sorry, Teddy.
Shots fired.
I had to do it. I'm sorry. It's all up, but I had to do that. I had to.
Like, God damn it.
I had to do it. My bad, Teddy. It's all love, bro. All love.
Oh, man. Yeah, but that, you got Kansas is number one representing the South. Oregon is representing the West.
Go ahead. Let's go.
North Carolina representing the East. Mm-hmm. In the Midwest, UVA.
But Virginia's in the Midwest?
It's in the Midwest. Which I did, you know, odd. We were watching. It was like, if Kansas is supposedly, I guess, the number one in the tournament. The thing I wonder was, like, if Kansas is supposed to be the number one seed in the, basically the number one team in the tournament, why won't you put them in their area?
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking like, how come Virginia should be in the South?
Yes.
And Kansas should be in the Midwest? But I guess
you do, well, yeah, that would make sense.
I would think so.
I don't know.
Number two seeds, you got Villanova, Oklahoma, Xavier, and Michigan State. Let me probably give them a shout out again at the end of the segment. Mm-hmm. But shout out once again to the real HU Hampton back-to-back MEAC champions. We in the dance.
Oh, God. Mm. Oh, they're playing Virginia.
Yeah. Oh.
Can we see an upset?
Anything is possible.
Hey, man.
They beat, we ain't never going to forget, but they beat Iowa State.
They in our area. We're familiar with UVA. 45-minute drive.
Shout out. Shout out to the one HBCU and the tourney.
I know Baylor was talking about that Pac-10 representation. At least Oregon got one. You got Cal's number four in the South.
Arizona's number six.
Yep, Arizona's number six. You got
Colorado's number eight. They all in the South.
Damn, Colorado's number eight. SC's eight in the East.
Hmm.
SC made it. Is that it?
And don't forget.
Utah. Utah.
You got Utah, yeah.
Yep, third in the Midwest.
Who knows? Maybe we have some Pac-12 representation in the Final Four, man. Let's go.
I hope so, man. We're going to have to make these brackets again, Jay.
Yeah, going to have to make my bracket and make my picks. I'll do my – well, now that it's official, I'll do my bracket tonight, so I ain't cheating.
And then these play-ins, what you got, Vancouver versus Wichita. I don't know who the hell AC is. all these initials. But you got the four play-in games, of course. Oh, Michigan's in the play-in game. Good luck to them.
Yeah.
Hey, while we doing shout-outs, a quick shout-out to Cal State Bakersfield, too. They got in.
Oh, shout out to Bakersfield. That's right.
Because that's the only thing that they have in Bakersfield. So you gotta give them some kind of love. I got family that stay out there, so I can talk about it.
Hey, shout out to Bakersfield. Y'all doing the damn thing. Yep. Go ahead and make us proud. Pull the upset. Make it to the Elite Eight.
Ooh, wee.
Dude, we hope. I'm looking over here. Where my man Darrell, where his squad at? Did they make it?
Oh, yeah, Iowa State Center.
Okay. Oh, yeah, they number four in the Midwest. All right. I know they was in. Just had to make sure. Yes, be bracket season. Everybody going to be talking about.
Where Kentucky at? Ain't Lish a Kentucky fan?
Lish is a Kentucky fan.
Sorry, Teddy. She going to be talking all kinds of shit, I'm sure.
We in the tournament.
She can just hear it now. At least we made it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn.
Let me see. Where are they now that my bracket done disappeared?
Kentucky is number 4 in the East.
Ah, okay. Brackets ready. How far are they going, Liz? All the way?
Let's go. They're going to lose to Stony Brook.
Oh, man, that's funny. So, yeah, and then I have some other questions. I know, Baylor, I know you. UCLA team has struggled this season.
We're not even going to talk about them bum ass.
All right, well, let me just ask you this, and I won't talk about the team itself. Does the coach deserve to be back? Does Steve Alford deserve to? Would you bring him back?
No. I never wanted him in the first goddamn place. No, and he could take his son with him. Shit. And I like his son, though. I ain't gonna lie. I like his little. He got like a little spark, a little Bobby Jackson to him. But no, he could leave with you, too. That old family could just pack up and leave. You couldn't recruit Gordon. You failed there. You lost Dominique Artis to Oregon. Like, no. Leave.
Hey.
Okay, yeah, because I've been hearing, because it sounded like at first they were going to let him go. You know, just hearing the radio, it sounds like, I guess, there's some boosters or some high influential alumni who are kind of like, let's give him another chance. Because y'all.
Because apparently it's like a $10 million buyout.
All that money that we got over there, and we can't illegally get nobody. The last person we got was Shabazz. How did that help?
Yeah, it does feel like, and they did bring up a point. I don't know the record offhand. I know it wasn't that great. Too close to 500, I believe.
It was extremely close to 500. Yeah,
and they're like, if we're gonna treat UCLA basketball like we treat Kentucky basketball, Kansas, North Carolina, dude should be the hell out. That's unacceptable, and you getting fired. Yeah. If you get 500 at Kentucky, get the fuck out.
Yeah. Because didn't he have a Kevin Looney last year?
Yes.
And didn't do nothing?
Nothing. Nothing. Man, look, let me tell you something. It's hard being, like, all my teams are from California. So let that soak in. And you understand why I just get frustrated. I just get frustrated, especially with UCLA and the football team, too. You out here, you go get all the goddamn Clarkson-type receivers and shit, these light-skinned receivers. Like, go down south and go get some of these dark-skinned niggas that's been running around the damn house barefooted. We need some of them. But no, you go get these Al B. Shua receivers, you know what I'm saying? Then when it comes to basketball, y'all start to spend a little money. Y'all go get Shabazz for $250,000. Sorry for snitching. But he didn't do nothing for us. The last time we was relevant, we had Farmar, Westbrook, Collison.
Kevin Love.
Like, we had cats, even though Memphis snuck Derrick Rose in there with his non-reading ass. That's cool, but we was relevant. We was relevant.
Yeah.
Why we can't get back to that? But that's the coaching. We had Howland back then.
Ben Howland, yeah.
And he came from where? Didn't he come from Pittsburgh or something like that?
Yeah.
Yep. He came from Pittsburgh. And he had that, look, he came from the East, that get down, get dirty defense. And we was bullying cats, especially at the guard position, and we had small guards. Yeah. Cats didn't even know about Westbrook for a minute.
Yeah, they didn't.
And Westbrook came in hungry. We had Trevor Ariza. He played 5 games for us and left. Like, we get these cats and then we lose them.
Yeah, no, it sucks because you would think this supposedly is the top program
in California.
California. And you're battling with Arizona, really, for all these Cali, Arizona, Nevada guys. Pretty much is between UCLA and Arizona.
Exactly, but Arizona State snatching up the guards. We damn near almost didn't get Zach LaVine. Cats don't even remember we had him.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, yeah, I'm not going to have you go deeper in your squad, but I've heard all that all on the radio the last couple of days. So I was like, if I get better on the show, I got to ask him about his head coach.
Look, y'all can say what y'all want about the damn Lakers, okay? But UCLA, that's a fucking circus. If you want to talk about a circus, that's a circus. Look, we just... How we recruit Snoop Dogg's son, he comes, then leaves, says, I want to pursue a rap career.
And now he comes back.
And now he comes back as a walk-on. The fucking idiot.
I didn't even know he came back.
I read that the other day.
He just came back as a walk-on when we offered him. Oh, God. Yep. Help us all.
I guess he said, like, I guess his dad wanted him to play more than he did. And then he left, and now he's coming back.
Look, I mean, if you say, look, I get if they want to, I don't understand it fully, but, you know, if you're going to be tight on the football program, okay. When it comes to basketball, all your money need to be going to basketball. Like, there should be not a issue with getting a guy. It should just be like, well, I prefer Arizona's weather.
Yeah,
or some crap. But it's like always been the coaching style, though. Mm-hmm. It's always been the coaching style, and that's why we're not getting the players, because we can go out there and talk to the same top recruits out there, but once you start pitching them that playbook and things like that, they're like, "No, I'm about to just go to Kentucky, and we're just about to run fast breaks the whole fucking game."
And you kind of surprised that's not happening at UCLA. Like, you should be getting an up tempo team. This is California. The West Coast plays up-tempo ball.
Yep.
No, we're getting center fielders playing the small court.
My other coaching question, shout out to you, Teddy, LJ Fiasco, all y'all Louisville fans. Is Martino coming back?
No.
I mean, because
I
was
so.
Having faith, and of course now, outside the lines, like, let's bring this shit back up
of
again.
Of course. They're not in the tournament.
You know, you couldn't wait till like tomorrow.
No. Peyton Manning won the Super Bowl. Let's release the Tennessee story 2 days later.
Yep.
I mean, that's just how it goes.
Yeah, I'm just like, y'all cover college basketball to death. Why don't you wait? Let us have the whole Sunday to talk about this tournament, and then on Monday be like, hey, Katina Powell.
Nope.
Y'all got recruits snitching.
Oh, man.
So, both of y'all, he gone?
I think he is.
When it all comes down to somebody didn't get paid.
Yep.
Yeah,
somebody that's what
that,
I think,
that
yeah.
hush money.
Yep, somebody didn't get their cut, and fine, I'm a snitch. Somebody
must have had a terrible lap dance or something. Dude, like, you know what,
there's got to be something, because I feel like...
Why you give me the
ugly
stripper? You know what? I'm telling.
Yeah, basically. Oh, well, I didn't get my stack of 20, so this is what's going on.
Right. Oh, man. Yeah, I just think it's just too much now, and especially with it coming out now and, I guess, being confirmed or what everything that went down. So I think he's going to do, you know, what most of the high-profile coaches do when they get in some little warm water and it starts to get a little hotter. They just, all right, I'm going to step out and go somewhere else.
Yeah, I would hope he – I figured, like, well, I knew his time was going to be real close to not coming back. I just, you know, I was kind of like, well, maybe the way it ended, he'll come back next year, get to the tournament, do something, and then be like, okay. But they don't keep bringing this crap up.
Yeah, you know, I don't even think he can go to another squad at this point.
We got to wait a long time.
Would you take him on the Lakers, Baylor?
Hell yeah. No. I'm so mad at Byron right now, I'll say hell yeah to anything. But Rick Pitino, no, I think he might be done. He look like he got pneumonia all the time. He looks sick. I think he going down. Yeah, he might just retire, because this is too much.
Man. Oh, that's funny.
That is hilarious.
And some last things before we get into your segment. You know, Aaron Andrews was awarded $55 million in a silver suit over some leaked nude photos.
I wish a stalker would come and take a nude photo of me for $55
million. $55 million, I'll hire you to take pictures of
Christ. $55
million? Done. I don't... Yeah, I saw the hotel was like, hey, that ain't enough.
Hey, she going to retire?
Hell yeah, she can retire. Do whatever she wants. The hotel guy got screwed in this one.
I mean, it was going
to get hit. We had no bearing in any of this. Except it was just our location that this happened in.
So they had to pay like half of it.
God.
Like, you dick.
I feel bad for the dude who got to pay the other half, because I don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah, he was like, he tried to make some money. I'm just one of them things like, look, if you really that desperate to take them pictures, you take them pictures, you keep them for yourself.
Yep.
And you hold them until, like, it is absolutely necessary. But if you, like, if you know there's a chance you may not get some money, nope, I'm not leaking that bitch, because it's going to come back to you.
Yep.
Easily. And folks be real personal, like, oh, you took this picture of me? Nope. Suing your ass.
Yep. Easy.
Then going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Other thing is Maria Sharapova tests positive for a banned substance, meldonium. This is after the recent Australian Open. It's like, well, who's won five Grand Slam championships? I'm like, oh, and Serena got like 30.
Yeah.
And she still, it was like, she's the highest paid, she the richest women tennis player. I'm like, what? I was like, oh, she got that overseas.
Look, man, we all know we always going to get hated on for everything. It's fine.
You know what, though?
But Serena is clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I was about to say. Like, this story came out, and it was big for, like, maybe a day and a half.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. Now it was like, it's over. But let this have been Serena.
Oh,
wow.
We'd be talking about it for 6 months.
Until the Spurs win a championship.
Yeah, because then people be thinking, oh, is that why she's so big and all this stuff?
And exactly. Much love to Serena for taking the high road. She could have easily bashed Maria Sharapova because I guess from what I've heard, Maria Sharapova has crapped on mm-hmm. Serena in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And people were kind of like, Serena easily could have did the same thing and nobody would have said anything probably. But she took the high road. She like, you know, she made a mistake. I'm sure she'll learn from it. And she kind of left it at that. So yeah. I appreciate her showing even more class by taking the high road and saying, well, you know what? It's fine. She made a mistake. It is what it is.
That's even a bigger deal because you're like, everybody expect me to go off. I'm like, nope.
Exactly.
You gotta
kill him with kindness. Exactly.
Yeah, and it was that report that was like, she said she had been taking it for like 10 years or something. And then some
this
doctor
year.
Was like, oh, yeah, that drug usually they only give it to you for like 6 to 8 months. So damn. They were kind of like, they didn't, and like, why is she taking this shit for like 10 years? Because they don't prescribe it for that long.
Now, the only benefit of the doubt I'll give to Maria Sharapova is that the substance was just banned this year, starting in 2016. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it ain't like it was banned 5 years ago
mm-hmm.
and she was busted. It just got banned this year and she's been taking it for previous years. So I'll give her that.
Yeah.
But besides that, You got caught.
You busted.
You smoke crack, don't you?
That's what it is.
Oh my god!
She couldn't have it. She's like, I gotta have it.
That's funny.
All right, man. So let's get on to this. 5 minutes right. with Grandpa.
5 minutes with Grandpa.
She got to vent about.
Just seeing the whole Martavius Murray story. Martavius Bryant story yesterday. It just pissed me off because it's another one where it's just like, it's Joseph Randle, it's Johnny Manziel, it's like all these dudes with these issues. It's like Johnny Football. Oh, we're gonna cut you. Oh, I'm at the club, I don't care. And I get what you're saying, that it's the off season, but it's one of those things like, every freaking time we turn around, it's somebody getting busted for something. And as far as I'm concerned, all these dudes who Johnny Manziel, Joseph Randle, Martavius Bryant, all of them came into the league with red flags.
Josh Gordon
came into the league with red flags. I mean, Richie Incognito came into the league with red flags. All these dudes. So, I mean, it ain't rocket science that if a dude's coming into the draft with red flags, history states he's probably not going to change. And again, I hate people going to Chris Carter as the example where, you know, guy hit rock bottom and all of a sudden he turned his life around. I'm like, that's the one example you have in the league. That's it. One out of what? Thousands of players who have come through the league. I mean, we can go back to Lawrence Phillips. I mean, I can just keep going with all these players who came into the league with red flags. And yet, for whatever reason, they're still getting plucked high, and then they get a little bit of shine, and they go right back to the way they were. It annoys the hell out of me. Just because, I mean, it's just common sense. And, like, for Martavius Bryant, I know it's for weed. Is weed worth that much money? He's probably going to be looking to get a contract in the next year or two, and now you've already lost millions because of this. Because you got to go to quote-unquote rehab. Johnny Manziel went to quote-unquote rehab. Who cares? It doesn't matter. It didn't work. So you saying you're going to go to rehab means nothing to me. Mm-hmm. I've got to see the proof. I've got to see that you truly want this. And this is not just some hobby for you. Like, cause for me, I think a lot of these guys, it's a hobby for them. Some of these guys that are grown, mature, with these kids and grown men, This is their job. This is my livelihood. This is how I afford to get my kids clothes, to put them through school, to put them through college. I take my job seriously. So I'm not going to be out in 2, 3 in the morning at the club around cats who are smoking weed around me to jeopardize my money. I can do all that after I retire. Mm-hmm. I mean, it blows my mind with these dudes because it's you got so much opportunity that some of your average Joes out here don't have that opportunity. God bless you with talent. God bless you with this size and God-given ability to do this, and you're throwing it away, and it annoys me. It's just so frustrating with these guys. It's like, why can't we just have people who just play the game the way it's supposed to be played and just, you know, and do the damn thing? If you want to act a fool on the field, I don't care. Be Chad Johnson. You know, do the dances. Be Steve Smith. Talk your smack on the field. I don't care. But off the field, conduct yourself the way you should. Man, because honestly, and fuck Johnny Manziel, but with Martavis Bryant and Joseph Randle, we don't need this as African Americans. I mean, we already got a label. And people already think a certain way about us. We don't need to continue to do this to prove them right. We are better than this. So for y'all brothers out there who are doing things that you ain't supposed to be doing, you know you ain't supposed to be doing it. Just take a step back and think, is it really worth it in the end? Is smoking weed worth $10 million as a signing bonus? Is it worth that? No. Take your $30, $40 million after your career is over and smoke all the ganja you want after that. But until that time, just fly right, man. Just stand straight and fly right. That's all I ask from these brothers. Please. That is a lesson to be learned, and hopefully these cats will learn it. That is 5 minutes with Grandpa. I am done.
All right, and this message was approved by the Uncle Baylor campaign.
That's right.
Yeah, like the Johnny Manziel, I don't get because, look, he don't really want it like that. He has enough talent.
He has enough money.
He's a spoiled child with talent.
He has enough talent to just be, if he did nothing, a backup QB. But he doesn't have the work ethic to me to really put in and want to be great.
Yep.
This is fun. You know, he was good in high school and college. He was good enough in the pros. You got to be better than what you've been doing. And it's like, wow, I got to do all that? Yeah, I don't really want to do that. This Martavis Bryant, I'm just like, you got to spend it for 4 games.
Yep.
You see the offense you got. This is not Josh Gordon when you were in Cleveland with some boo-boo team. You have who we've said is an elite quarterback. You've got the best receiver. Wide receiver next to you. You have arguably a top 5 running back.
You got one of the best coaches in the league.
Yes. And you're going to get the rock. They're going to throw you the ball. Yes,
they are. Because you saw their offense didn't take off until you got back.
And then this is what you – and then you know what? If I'm dudes in the locker room, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, I know Mike Tomlin –
like, you ruining it for everybody. Yep. We over here trying to win the Super Bowl. You having fun. You don't really want to be here.
Dumbass. And,
you know, they are a family-owned team. They have a tradition. They take things seriously. Basically, they'll be like, you know what? We've had guys like you before.
Exactly.
And if you don't want to do that, we'll send you somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You can be like Mike Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
What's my other man who made the touchdown in the Super Bowl?
Oh, Santonio Holmes.
Santonio Holmes. Mm-hmm. You want to do that? We'll trade you.
Yep.
Because it's like, ain't nobody bigger than the team.
And you saw their careers fizzled out
the hell
after
off.
They left.
And he seems like he's headed in that direction, which sucks. Yeah. But, hey, if that's what you – hey, if you want to do that, all right, we'll send you to Jacksonville or wherever.
Yep.
You can have your fun, exactly. All of that. Yeah, it's just how them niggas – this is what they do.
Whatever. I'll do what I want.
We don't need none of that. We don't need none of that.
Exactly. Come on now. So,
hey, man.
These people.
I felt you, man. All right, y'all. Let's get into these. Get into these awards.
Yes, sir.
First off, I'm gonna hit you with the Noice Award.
Noice, Noice, Noice.
Noice, Noice. All right. What you got, Jay?
All right. For me, I just have. Well, I got one.
And it took place yesterday. It was during the Phoenix Golden State game. I don't know if y'all were seeing it at the time, but Curry hit a three in transition, and as soon as he shot it, he turned the other way and started running the other side before it even switched in. I was like, "Are you serious?" I was really sitting here like, seriously. He literally ran up, got the ball, shot it, and then just started jogging the other way, and the shot just went in.
Damn.
And it was one of them things like, he's the best freaking shooter I've ever seen in my life. Like, to a point where you could just chuck it up and just like, whatever. Swish, it's good. And you're just like, how much more demoralizing can it be as a guard when you guard somebody and all they do is take two steps past half court, chuck up a shot, turn around and go back the other way, and it just swishes. And you're like,
I'm done. I'm not giving him no room to drive. He's 35 feet away. He's like, I'm going to just take this and shoot me in the face.
It was flat out disrespectful because it almost looked like he just did it on purpose. Like, oh, I do this in my sleep. Done. And I'm just like, yeah, he's by far the best shooter I've ever seen in my life. There's some other good set shooters, but if you're just talking about just being able to shoot the damn ball, like, I've never seen anybody shoot it like this.
His range is just ridiculous.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. Oh, you gonna let me see? Damn. Yeah, he pulls up at that three, and like a regular three, shoots it, and then turns around. Run back. Like, I'm going back on defense.
Swish, and you're just like, damn.
That's crazy.
But yeah, that's all I got for the noise. All
right, Bailey, you got one for us?
Yeah, I got two. Okay. Well, one was, like we spoke about earlier, one goes out to my Raiders for stepping into the first week of free agency and slapping niggas around with dollar bills. take this, you know, making it rain. I appreciate it because I see the franchise turning around and putting effort in and moving forward. And then my next one goes out to y'all. Next one goes out to y'all, and it goes out to the rest of our podcast family out there. Of course, y'all, like I said, the Rolling Stones cover by far. You know what I mean?
Appreciate that.
You know, Kevin Hates Hip Hop, No Nonsense, In Deep Show, Black Astronauts, of course, Black Is, G-Spot Network, What Up, Doe, Red Rock, Dino and them, Unscripted, The White Knot Podcast, 35th in Kentucky, Straight Out of Low Cash, and we still waiting on my man Moody, next door neighbor.
Right.
Yeah, so, Jeff is.
So, you know, like I said, that's my award goes out to y'all, and I appreciate the just the opportunity to talk with y'all cats and to socialize and things like that. So, yeah.
Right. Much appreciated, man.
Appreciate that, man. Yeah, shout out to our fellow podcasters out there.
Absolutely.
A ton of us, man.
Much love to all y'all.
We out here trying to bring great product, man. Yes, we appreciate, sir, you know, folks like y'all letting us know how we doing and supporting and, you know, the feedback. I mean, look, I send a lot of feedback. I try to. But, yeah, getting it, man, it means a lot. So,
absolutely.
For all those out there who.
Every single email, it means a great deal.
Yes, it does.
It always does.
All right, man. So, for me, I have two. First one is going out to Chris Bosh. I found out he has no blood clots. He's hoping to return this season. I was like, glad to hear
good
it.
For him. Good
I hope
for
he
him.
Can. You know, I want to see Miami do something.
He's just happy for his health.
Yeah. I'm happy. Yeah, for the health. Also, I'm just glad that this isn't an issue and he can go back just living his life, being a father, a husband, and not have any problems.
Yeah.
So I'm glad of that. And you know, it's just a bonus that he can actually go back and play the game he loves.
Absolutely.
Knock on wood. I hope this is not a three times a charm. Like next season. Hopefully he ain't got to take off time for no more anything related to this. So,
absolutely.
Right.
Shout out to your boss. Hope you get better. You know, make LeBron James feel even more, to have some feelings about maybe I shouldn't have left. And the other one is going out to you. I'm giving out to the Warriors, who broke the record of 45 straight home wins and counting.
That's ridiculous.
Sheesh.
That's ridiculous.
You know, my Spurs now third with like 41 or something.
That's ridiculous.
And every time I watch Inside the NBA, they're like, these niggas is like 52-8, and they second.
Yeah.
Like, God damn. But Warriors, are they on a mission? Will they get it? I'm like you, Baylor. I kind of hope not. And if they lose some, that means we got a chance to leapfrog them, get that one seed, and then end up playing Oklahoma City in the second round anyway. But, yeah, man, they are – they're on doing something special. I don't know if they're going to continue this the next 2, 3, 4 years, but this season right now, this shit is amazing.
Yeah.
And I have no issue with them getting all the attention. I'm like, as they should. I'm like, they're trying to break this damn record. Shooting threes. I mean, look at this. What I had on here, Curry Thompson combined for 71 points, 15 of 25 from three. Jeez. When they play the Blazers on Friday. I'm like, 71 between the two of y'all?
And then Baylor tweeted out the score. I think they scored, what, like 81, 82 at halftime?
They had 81 by the half. I just turned on Blue Chips after that. Like, what's the purpose of watching the rest of the game? They already accomplished something that, like, that's come on, bro. Crazy. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. They're going to be a hard out.
They're winning the finals. That's why I've already declared.
I'm not putting it there yet.
I know you're not.
Well, for my team, I'm just like, get there. We should have got there last year. We didn't. Get there, and then we can discuss if we can beat them or not. Let's get there first.
We still got to play them a few more times, so.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, we do.
We'll see.
Just get win a couple of them. I ain't expecting to don't get swept all four games.
Nah.
At least win a couple.
I don't see them getting swept.
I don't even expect our home record to last. You know how I am when it comes to them records. I'm like, get that loss out the way. Oh, now we got that first loss at home. Good. All right, good. Do not carry that into the season. Don't lose on purpose though. But if we take a L at home, fine. Just get that streak over with. All
right.
That's all funny. I got. All right. With the good.
Always with the bad. Out.
Yep.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right. I only have two this week. First one is going to D'Angelo Williams, who tweeted about Peyton's poor play last year, the day of his presser. Like, the dude out in the press conference talking about his whole career, his love for the game, how great he's been, and you were like, well, y'all know he was shitty this year.
And
okay, like, yes. And he, along with everybody else in America, would agree that he was not good this season. We're not here talking about this season. We ain't even talking about his second ring. We're talking about this dude.
Whole career.
Yes. Uh-huh. Arguably the greatest quarterback. I don't put it in there, but arguably the greatest quarterback ever. Dude has done a lot for the game. And you like, oh, you a little salty, huh?
He's in his feeling.
And shout out to Mike Tomlin, who tweeted him back, was like, quit while you're behind.
Bleed slow.
Exactly.
Oh.
And he tweeted back. One. He was like, I got it, coach. Yeah, I bet you do. I mean, I low-key agreed with him. You know, I was like, I get what he's saying. Because, I mean, even in his tweet, he was like, he had a great career. He was a doo-doo last year.
Yeah.
And I was like, I agree. But, it ain't wrong place, wrong time, dude.
The whole day is going out to this dude.
Yeah.
You can wait.
Yeah.
You at least wait till like tonight.
I get it. Because had Antonio Brown played, yes, we probably would have lost to y'all in the playoffs.
Shit. I mean, if
y'all I get it.
Let's be honest. If y'all was fucking healthy, you wouldn't have got no damn time.
Yeah.
Because Le'Veon Bell would have been getting all your minutes.
True that.
So,
touche.
You know, I could have said, well, you better be thanking them Steelers, because it wasn't like you wasn't putting up these yards with Carolina.
That is true. And people will say, nigga, D'Angelo Williams, who are you in comparison to Peyton Manning?
Yes.
I mean, let's be real. We got a first ballot Hall of Famer. You ain't sniffing Hall of Fame.
Right.
So, come on.
I didn't need that. But, I mean, I got his point. But
yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Wrong time.
Wrong time for
that. My other one's going out to the damn Clippers. What in the hell is Chuck the Condor? Now, at least it's not as bad as that first remnant of the New Orleans Pelican. That shit was damn scary. But I'm like,
I saw it and I was like, what does this have to do with your name? Ain't the mascot supposed to be somewhat representative of the name?
Yeah, but we don't.
Lakers don't have a damn mascot.
And Lakers never will need one. They have rings. Those are their mascots.
Well, and they got a Laker girl, so that's
okay. There you go. There's the mascot.
Like, what's a Laker? Like some some money.
Well, technically, it was the, it was back when they were the Minneapolis, yeah, the land of the Great Lakes. So,
but what? So, what, was somebody going to dress up as a lake and
yeah, somebody in a blue costume or something?
That's what I'm saying. Y'all got the championships. Y'all don't need y'all. There, your mascots,
right?
Yeah, the Clippers.
We got rings.
Well, what is a Clipper though?
Well, one, I'm like, do y'all need a mascot? Like, every time you have one.
That's what I'm saying. They just, Steve Ballmer is just doing
something. No, but I'm saying, maybe it's something I'm not getting. What is a Clipper?
I don't know.
Because mm-hmm.
As far as I know,
I never knew what you use
to give yourself a haircut.
Yeah, I'm dancing.
Oh, if it's that, then, oh, yeah, they're not going to walk around like line up to
it. Yeah, you could have had, like, a dude dressed up as, like a barber or something. You know, I don't know, but it just.
But they changed the logo to that ugly monstrosity they have now, ugly. And now they got a horrible condor.
The mascot is.
Or why don't they just bring back? Wasn't they the San Diego Braves or some shit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, or like something yeah, like yeah, that. Yeah, someone. I don't know. They're gonna have to change the name at some point. Maybe when he takes a team somewhere.
Yeah, whenever once they move to Seattle.
Yeah, I was like, Chuck, what? Like you are. Whatever you're trying to introduce, whoever your marketing team is, they got to go back to the drawing board. Yeah. Yeah, like your mascot's trash and your logo's trash.
Exactly.
Okay, we'll just deal with this for a few years and then you can go back to the drawing board. All right, that's all I got. What you got, Baylor?
Oh, well, let's get right to it with this bullshit. Okay, so mid-round draft pick, you know, one of the, I don't want to say top quarterbacks, but yes, one of the most popular quarterbacks that's coming out this year, Mr. Prescott, decides that he wants to drink too much Honey Jack and Hennessy and drive home. This is what pisses me off. I don't understand how these players that have that has the possibility to go play professional football and mess it up before they even get picked by a team. That I will never understand. And that's pretty much it on him. Now, next one is pretty much serious. I've been thinking about this for a long time. My next What the Fuck Award goes out to Kevin Durant's barber. At no point in your life have you put him to the side and said, here's a brush. At no point did you say, look, go downstairs. There's a beauty salon. Get you a wave cap after you finish brushing. Marry it up. At no point in his career... So, yeah, my What the Fuck Award goes out to a drunken quarterback and the barber, whoever the barber is for Kevin Durant. And that's all I got.
That's
nice. Oh, that's awesome.
All right, Jay, what you got? That's
funny. All right, I got a couple. The first one I got, I'm going to have you play a clip for me. The first one is it comes from the show Highly Questionable with Bumani Jones and Dan Lebatard. Mm-hmm. They had a 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne on their show.
Their album
was coming out. One of the questions Dan Lebatard asked him was basically like, what athletes have you guys kicked it with or basically hung out with in the nightlife and got them kind of worn out even though they had a game the next day? And you could kind of hear 2 Chainz and them talking. 2 Chainz like, hey, who's that motherfucker always he had the codeine and the serve and everything. Jamarcus Russell. And then they mentioned DeJuan Wagner. And then you see Dan Lebatard. He's like, hold on. I didn't mean wreck their careers. I meant they just had one wild night with y'all.
Both of you, give me a name here. We'll start with you, Wayne. The athlete that you most remember wrecking one night, sending him off to the game in a really bad condition. Who's the guy? Give us a name.
Boy, you know who used to get on that.
Go ahead. You could give it to me if you want. It doesn't have to be him.
Boy come with a book bag full of them boys. Your boy? Huh. Your boy, the book bag full of the Drenite when we.
Stop.
Well, we knew that. Stop. He come passing out the.
He tell him about Jamarcus.
I want to talk to just Wayne because it feels like 2 Chainz is getting in the way here. I feel like Wayne wants to give everything up.
Yeah, this dude crazy. He talking about
or Jay Russell, you know, Jamarcus.
What's my boy name to play for Memphis? That was hard. He was hard. You know, play for me. He dropped 100. He got to the league and he played for Cleveland the year before.
DeJuan Wagner.
D Wag. Oh, man, D-Wag.
D-Wag was the truth.
I feel like they took our question and just went somewhere else.
Yeah, I think you guys took our question. You took Jamarcus Russell. I didn't mean wreck the career with your party. I just meant one night where you sent him to the arena one day. I didn't mean you wrecked the whole career. I just meant one night.
And then Lil Wayne basically goes into this whole rant with this story about J.R. Smith and how, long story short, J.R. Smith was seeing some chick. The chick lied to J.R. Smith and said she had to go somewhere. She ended up meeting Lil Wayne.
Oh.
Not knowing that Lil Wayne and J.R. Smith are real tight. Because he mentions in there, he's like, you see he got that YB on his neck for Young Blood. Or YM for Young Money. So I guess he's real cool with Lil Wayne and them. And then I guess J.R. Smith's girl's homegirl is like in the room or whatever outside, and Lil Wayne was like, guess who come in the room? None other than J.R. Smith and his wife beater with me and his chick in the bed. He was like, old girl's reaction was priceless because he was like, she didn't know we knew each other. So he was like, J.R. comes in, I'm like, oh, what up, boy? And blah, blah, blah. And he's like, once they left, he went to the club the next day, and I guess the homegirl friend was like, before that, I guess J.R. Smith, the whole reason he came back was because he was going to sleep with the friend. And then the friend comes out the next day to the club with Lil Wayne and them was like, man, she did y'all shady and blah, blah, blah. And Wayne was like, yeah, and then I took the friend back home. It's like, we just having a whole circle here around here, huh? Oh, shit. I mean, it's hilarious, but hearing him throw out Jamarcus Russell and freaking DeJuan Wagner, I'm like, no wonder y'all motherfuckers' careers fucking went to shit.
Y'all just trying to
hang out. Y'all just partying. God. Yeah, I was like, wow. Okay. The last what the fuck is going out to this website called thecomeback.com because they stole from our show.
What?
They said they have an article that says ranking the biggest WTF moments in the 2015-2016 NBA season. I'm sorry, what the fuck moments are ours?
Oh, man, see, this is why we got to start trademarking. Got to start patenting. Right,
yeah. I got to start copywriting stuff. Like, good Lord. But in fairness to them, WTF was out before we made this show. So I'll go ahead and just read off some of the things they had on here. Number 7, Kyrie Irving's bed bug situation. Yeah, that I was like, that's just gross.
Yeah, that was funny.
That's just nasty. They had Draymond Green's I Am Not a Robot tirade. I guess that game against OKC where he just went nuts in the locker room and was just cursing everybody out.
Yes.
Number 5, they have Byron Scott's treatment of D'Angelo Russell.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, that was...
Number 4, George Karl's Sacramento Kings saga. I was shocked that was so low. I thought that'd be higher on the season. Number 3, James Harden's defense.
Ooh. Ooh.
And the funny thing is, they mentioned, they're like, how is it still so bad after so long? Last year, it appeared as if he might be turning the corner. Not necessarily into a good defender, but at least into one that gave a smattering of a crap. Yeah, when this season rolled around, so did the told Harden, the one who would make Matadors blush.
Damn.
Number 2. They said this one is what the fuck, not in a bad way, but a good way, and it's the dunk contest. Your all-time favorite dunk contest, Baylor, from this past season.
There you go.
And then number 1, Lakers beating Warriors, and I just said, seriously, what the fuck, Warriors? That's all I got.
All right, man. And a good show.
Yes, sir.
So we want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Brothers and Layman Sports Happy Hour. Brought to the Black Is Network. Shout out to the homie Baylor the Great for
Absolutely.
Coming on the show.
Definitely appreciate it, sir.
Oh, thank you, fellas. Thank you.
Nah, for time we gotta get you on.
Absolutely.
It's time we gotta get the Hoopla crew on next.
Yes, sir.
We have fun. We're able to get you on. You know, you can listen to the show at blackisonline.com. Get you some popcorn, fried chicken, fried anything, that whatever that's called in that little popping. Make sure you check out the other shows on the network, The Black Is Break. We've been doing the last couple weeks about our take on the Black Lives Matter movement. We got part three coming up. Yeah, it was getting heated. It's been heated in there. Just talking over each other.
Do I need to mediate these conversations?
No, it's all good. We had a lot of people in the room that day. So it just made for good conversation.
Yeah.
Also check out show Turn My Headphones Up.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully I got one new coming for y'all soon. Of course, support all the other folk, all the other black podcasters out there as well. You can check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud. Leave us ratings and reviews. Let us know what you guys think of the show. If you want to reach out to us directly, you can via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @brotherslayman. Voicemail, 323-455-4219. And as always, the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, definitely want to thank y'all for hanging out with us. Definitely want to thank Baylor again for hanging out with us today. Appreciate it, sir.
No problem. Just let everybody know to stay off crack and stay off the weed if you're playing in any professional sports, okay?
There you go. There you go. Let that be a message to all y'all. For the long-time listeners, definitely want to thank y'all for keeping up with us for the long haul. For the first-time listeners, definitely want to show y'all some love for just checking us out for the first time. And if you enjoyed the show, go ahead and reach out to us. If you really loved it, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Shout out to my nephew who was in here giving his 5 minutes with Eli segment.
Mm-hmm.
Much love and appreciate it. Go ahead and tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. Who do we have today?
Let me warm it up real quick.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Kendrick Lamar's. Thank you, Beyonce's. Thank you, Bernie Sanders. Thank me, because I'm pro-black. thank the black is, because we're pro-black.
That's right.
Thank your mama, goddammit. Thank your mama and your daddy.
That's right. Thank them all. And tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, joined by the homie Baylor, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla!
I'm making it big, staking my bid, but still cast a snake in the kid. So move on a humble, keep my ears to the street. You can lose in this jungle, that's why. See what I see, do what I do, whenever in my life, screw who I knew. So day I say I do anything for fam, carry my team on my back like AI. Breeze through the street in a hoopty with a Lucy and trees on my feet, thinking can wake up and kiss my girl, go outside, look up and kiss the world, yelling, should make it better than the other, make more cheddar for my brothers, go and kiss my mother, day I, say I, reminisce to being a kid, wanting to play, asking mother, may I, I'm back on the grind, trying to find a better way to master the rhyme, mastermind a plan, expand, passing the sky, okay. Trying to stay thankful, instead of asking God why, but too many cats on the slide, trying to scheme on, me and my team, y'all fags, better dream on, the things I lean on, family and my own two feet through with me, so you I won't do, the shit I go through is not alone, I rise, hustle, never rest in the clone, the way that I roam is like a cellular phone, from the pad to the job to the lab, and back home to my girl's dorm, then out of town for a show, each day I don't know how it'll go, it's an amazing maze of face-to-face shit, I'm gonna make it, cause my victory is tasted,
hustle, drink, smoke, grind, all day, every day, living on the grind, hustle, drink, smoke, grind, going all out cause our lives on the line, hustle, drink, smoke, grind, all day, every day, living on the grind, hustle, drink, smoke, grind, going all out cause our lives on the line.
I ain't traveled 3,000 miles for the love movement. I traveled 3,000 miles trying to move units. Ditch the fiends, this lyrical crack. Push everything I had, then get right back to the state of NC where the market's slow. I can cook product cheap, serve the world, get dough. I ain't talking about hash, eat coke or O's. Talking about Sean Don, Brooks, Pooh and Joe. Master flow, you dealing with a bastard, yo. Got a tip for your career, put it in plastic. So many wonder what happened to that nice guy. Success comes at a price, smile. Roll the dice, I'm still on the grind, making joints that's bang. I gotta tell these MCs that I rap for change. Preferably big bills, cause I need some things. Like a house and a whip and a family, man.
Each day I'm waking up 6 in the morning, breaking my neck, slaving for a check, $5 over minimum wage, like that means something. Borderline poverty, and I ain't seeing nothing. Each day I'm plotting a scheme for unstoppable cream. It's the American dream, you know what I mean? Even if I gotta hit the block, put a bitch on the strip, cause my hunger don't stop now. Each day I'm writing the rhyme, observing the crime, accepting calls for my son serving his time. Each day I'm burning up trees until I look Japanese to escape reality. That's because each day I'm feeling like a lost soul. Life is a joke and I'm waiting for the drum roll. Each day I'm praying for this thing to change, cause it feels like I'm living in vain. You know what I'm saying?
Hustle, drink, smoke, grind, all day, every day, living on the grind. Hustle, drink, smoke, grind, going all out cause our life's on the line. Hustle, drink, smoke, grind, all day, every day, living on the grind. Hustle, drink, smoke, grind, going all out cause our life's on the line. Hustle, drink, smoke, grind, all day, every day, living on the grind. Hustle, drink,